This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
I can't actually believe that a terrorist would, like, live across the street from where I'm living right now. And it's just really scary.
He's in New York City, where that accused terrorist's plot was busted up in an FBI sting operation.
According to court documents, he wanted his attack to, quote, shake the whole country. He's identified as a 21-year-old Bangladeshi national named Qazi Muhammad Rezwanul Ahsan Nafis.
That's Robert Moses with Fox TV affiliate WNYC.
Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said that Nafis arrived here in January on a student visa. Nafis thought he was assembling a 1,000-pound bomb, but he was working with an undercover FBI agent who made sure that that bomb was harmless and no one was ever in any danger.
Nafis was arrested yesterday trying to blow up that fake bomb at the Federal Reserve Bank. It was a stormy night in parts of the South, with strong wind, maybe even tornadoes, taking down trees and power lines, damaging some homes in Mississippi, where four people are injured. Arkansas and Tennessee got hit, too. The election is just 19 days away.
I want to remind everybody, you can vote already?
In many states, as President Obama and Mitt Romney both hit ones considered key. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
In Ohio yesterday, the president blasted Romney for refusing to offer an opinion on one of the administration's signature bills, the Lilly Ledbetter Equal Pay Act.
Just today, his campaign admitted, well, he's never weighed in on that. Why not? What's so hard about weighing in on that?
And in Northern Virginia last night, Romney hammered the president's record on pretty much everything.
The president's policies are running on fumes. It's time to finally get a president that'll get this country working again.
Now, the president and the governor both appear at a charity dinner in New York tonight, Dave.
Rich, George McGovern is no longer responsive. His daughter says the Democrat who lost big to Richard Nixon in 1972 is near death in hospice in South Dakota. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
In the parking lot, walking into work, Becky heard a juicy rumor. By lunchtime, her department was humming. By close of business, the entire company was talking about it. Just one thing, the rumor was untrue. It's not easy to rein in runaway gossip, to return workers to work, to calm the victims' hurt and indignation. Becky saw firsthand the harm in time lost, morale bruised, and relationships at the breaking point. She made a brief vow, "I refuse to listen to rumors," she said, "or to repeat the ones I hear." This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge, and this much is true. The quickest way to end the gossip is not gossip in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You heard the news, you heard the sports, now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, "Mom, the game is almost on, can the team come over to watch?" Or what about, "Mom, can my roommates come stay for break?" Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Join Amish Furniture for Generations this Thursday for a special Meet the Builder sale with Clayton Schrock. Clayton has a huge selection of bedroom styles to choose from, including his best seller, Granny Mission. If you've been waiting for the right time to purchase bedroom furniture, that time is now. With 10% off any new orders and items on the floor, plus receive an additional 5% off from the builder this Thursday only. That's Amish Furniture for Generations Meet the Builder sale with Clayton Schrock in their showroom at 2651 Boonville Road, just past Kroger Bryan.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local Walgreens for $9.99 this week and get $5 in register rewards with card. Upgrade today. Offer good from October 14th through October 20th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. A powerful combination. Now at Walgreens.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
On Wednesday, October 24th, the Brazos Valley Small Business Development Center welcomes author, entrepreneur, and nationally syndicated columnist Rhonda Abrams. Abrams, widely recognized as one of the nation's foremost experts on small business and entrepreneurship, presents What's New in Marketing from 9 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Bryan. Find out about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and more. That's this Wednesday, October 24th at the Best Western Hotel in Bryan. Tickets are $40. Register online at bvsbdc.org or call 260-5222.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
On Tuesday, October 23rd, Celebrity Spawn Salon will host their second annual Salonathon, with all proceeds benefiting the Pink Alliance. Celebrity Spa will offer haircuts, a braid bar, face mapping, makeup applications, shellac polish, and massages, all free of charge with a minimum donation. It's the second annual Salonathon at Celebrity Spa and Salon, Tuesday, October 23rd from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. to benefit the Pink Alliance, your advocate for breast cancer support in the Brazos Valley. Call 690-6200 to make your appointment for Salonathon.
WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An aggravated kidnapping reported in College Station last weekend has led to more arrests. Officer Rhonda Seaton says detectives learned what was first reported as a meeting between a local music promoter and rappers from the Houston area turned out to be a failed drug deal.
People always believe that once an arrest is made, the investigation stops, but many times that's when the investigations really get rolling, as in this case.
That led to local and federal authorities visiting multiple locations Wednesday morning.
Our SWAT team, assisted by our patrol, Brian SWAT and Brian Patrol, and a SWAT team from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, around 6 a.m., they attempted a warrant service at multiple locations in Bryan College Station.
23-year-old Candice Brooks and 30-year-old Nicholas Johnson of College Station were arrested for aggravated robbery and residential burglary. That brings the number arrested so far to five. A Bryan woman is hospitalized in critical condition following a house fire. Investigator Fred Taylor says the 80-year-old woman was asleep when neighbors and family members pulled her out of the home Tuesday evening.
The only injury was the lady that was inside asleep. The people that got her out actually put their life in jeopardy getting her out because they went through the side of the room that had the fire in it. Bring her out.
Taylor says the fire at 205 Lynn, south of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course, was a total loss. Red Cross assistance was offered to the son who shared the house. The cause remains under investigation. And the College Station School Board is looking towards another bond issue. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the district's nine elementary schools are at a combined 93% capacity.
We would love for them to be at 100% capacity. The problem is, in a growing school district, you have to be a little ahead in order to stay ahead of the game. So 93% is great, but because of our growth trends, we won't stay at 93% very long. When we get to be over 100% capacity, we would like to have another building on the ground, which we anticipate would be 2015.
During the next several months, there will be discussion of a 10th elementary, a 3rd intermediate, and a 3rd middle school. Business during this week's board meeting included extending Colson's contract 1 year through June 2015 and giving the superintendent a pay increase of 1.5%. Opponents of a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport won't see the College Station City Council consider sending a message to state officials. Mayor Nancy Berry says the council won't meet again before a deadline set by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
I think next Wednesday, the 24th, is the last day to make any kind of appeal, and the council won't be meeting till the 25th, so we don't have time.
The council did get TCEQ to hold a public hearing in July, which nearly all opposing property owners say they were never notified. Since then, the state has received almost 300 public comments, about two-thirds against a landfill that would collect construction debris. According to the TCEQ website, no comments have been submitted by individual council members. While the landfill application meets all legal requirements, a permit has not been issued. And a state transportation official says the tax you pay at the pump isn't working when it comes to building roads. A state transportation commissioner says the existing way of using gasoline tax to build roads has exhausted its usefulness. That's according to Commissioner Bill Meadows.
We're going to have to continue to be creative, and we're going to have to ultimately have a new source or sources of revenue. We truly are at about the end of the line.
He tells the I-35 West Coalition meeting a combination of Proposition 12 money and private money is the only way construction is about to get underway on I-35 West, the most congested stretch of highway in Texas. And with the November 6th general election nearing, the Justice Department is making it clear election fraud is a federal offense that carries a hefty prison term, and plans are already in place to make sure it's a fair election. Federal prosecutors will be on duty election day until the polls close, ready to take phone calls if there is suspected fraud. Aaron Martin, one of the monitors, says the fraud can run both ways, either against the voter by threats or intimidation, or by the voter who may try to cast an illegal ballot.
They would call either the FBI or the U.S. Attorney's Office. By Department of Justice policy, we have to contact the Civil Rights Division's voting section in Washington, D.C.
And if there is a crime, it could carry a 10-year prison term. WTAW News Time is 6:11 at 64 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In this year's election, there is finally something all parties agree on. Sterling Auto Group sells new cars, trucks, and SUVs for thousands less than the competition. And that makes Sterling Auto Group the clear choice. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. That's right, we'll give you top dollar for your trade. We have a huge selection of new GMC trucks with over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Texas Edition truck in stock and with zero down, just $279 per month. Plus, get huge savings on all GMC Acadia and Buick Enclave SUVs with 0% APR for 72 months. No one delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. And if you don't drive here, you can't save here. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL. And fees with approved credit, zero APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
As promised, cooler and drier weather moving into the area for today as high pressure builds south into the state of Texas. We'll see lots of sun today, high 78 to 83. Clear, comfortably cool tonight, down at 50 to 55. Another pleasant day shaping up for tomorrow. High pressure in control, lots of sun near 80. Clear skies tomorrow night, 55 to 60. It'll be mostly sunny and warmer by Saturday, high Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. And so what do you think about this football guy?
Well, I don't know what to think about Manziel. I mean, what can you think about that? I mean...
We'll find out more of the thoughts from Jim Hawthorne, the longtime play-by-play guy from LSU. Also, Major League Baseball update, a rainout. Aggies can this weekend as well, so all that and more coming up with sports.
Okay, now say, now who are the teams that are left here in the baseball thing?
It would be the San Francisco Giants, okay, and St. Louis Cardinals.
All right.
The Detroit Tigers, okay, and the New York Yankees.
Okay. Because we got to get Detroit in here because, I mean, Don't you have to have at least one game in the World Series where it's bone-chillingly cold?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, you do.
So that the commissioner can sit out there in a short-sleeve shirt and say, what, everything's fine. Yeah, it's great. Gosh. You know, that's just, that's the way baseball be. So, not everything that's strange and unusual happens in Florida.
Some of it happens in San Antonio.
Well, it can happen any place. What happened in San Antonio?
Just like all the time, just really weird stuff in the wire.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So here we go. This one's in Tennessee. Rogersville, Tennessee. Timothy Crabtree is facing assault charges for stabbing his son after the pair got into an argument over who'd get the last beer in the refrigerator.
Happens in my house all the time.
Sure, you know, exactly. It's just throwdown time. Police say the argument got physical when the son pushed his dad onto the ground and started assaulting him. That's when Tim, and again, we really don't have the ages, which is unfortunate. That's when Tim grabbed the kitchen knife laying on the counter and stabbed his son twice in the leg. The son was hit with assault charges after he was treated and released from the hospital. They're both out on bond and have a court date. Now, my question is, do they live together? Did son just happen to be over there? And, you know, if they do, then, you know, him coming back into the house with a bandage on his leg, daddy's there, they both got charges against him, and the beer is probably still in the refrigerator. So, I mean, every time you open it up, you're reminded, didn't get that beer.
You can put it on the wound and ice it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good for that. Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
I'd like to know what kind of beer it is.
Or how much had they drunk in before they got into this argument.
That too. And again, do they not have some way to get someplace else to maybe buy more beer? Seems like that would be a pretty easy way to solve the whole thing. But after all, they live in Tennessee, but they may be from Florida.
Do you have achy joints? Do you want to start exercising more? If so, then Fit and Strong is the program for you. Fit and Strong is brought to you by St. Joseph's Healthy Communities and the Scott and White Foundation. We are excited to offer this safe and effective exercise program. As part of an 8-week program, you will exercise 3 times a week and learn behavior modifications.
To register, please call 979-458-2237.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 617, and, oh, today is No Beard Day. I don't know how that works
no,
out.
No beard or beer?
Beard.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering the same thing,
yeah,
Kevin.
If you celebrate No Beard Day today, that means you have to start over? I mean, I'm thinking two of the guys from ZZ Top probably don't want to celebrate that.
Well, maybe, is it kind of a preemptive strike towards No Shave November?
I didn't know that No Shave November existed.
Oh, it sure does.
Oh, okay.
It existed among young people in Texas and England.
Don't shave for the entire month of November.
Okay, yeah. I'm in.
No Shave November.
I am so in.
All right. See how that works out. Let's see. It's also National Chocolate Cupcake Day. So there you are.
Nice.
Celebrate one of those. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Bristol the Pistol Palin's 22 today.
Oh, my, I've been here.
Zac Efron is 25.
Hasn't.
Frida Pinto is 28 from Slumdog Millionaire.
I don't think. Who is Frida Pinto? Sounds like a bean to me. I don't know.
Or a dip.
Bean to
a
bean. Yeah, that too.
The immortal Erin Moran is 52. Oh, Jody's birthday.
She's been having a tough time. We had a little problem. We talked about her problems earlier.
Last week, I think.
Yeah, I think it's probably right. Yep.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 52. One of the coolest names in sports, Martina Navratilova.
Oh, yeah.
56. The 2.5 Men guy, Chuck Lorre, is 60.
He has a lot of money.
Yeah, he does.
Well, Big Bang Theory, too.
And Mike and Molly.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy is 61. Ditka, 73 today. Mike Ditka.
Wow.
And I actually talked to this lady, incredibly sweet and still beautiful, Dawn Wells.
Oh, my.
74.
Who is she, Marianne?
That's the one.
That's it. Okay, wow, good for her.
Chuck Berry is 86.
And still alive.
Yes, he is.
And still playing, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And one last one, and forgive the impressions, but Nelly.
Yeah.
It's a football.
Yeah.
Keith Jackson, 84 today.
Yeah. Terry McMillan, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, the author, is 61. Did we mention Pam Dauber?
Yes.
Yeah. She's married to, what's his name, right?
Who can forget old what's his name?
Yeah. Isn't that the NCIS guy, Mark Harmon? Is that right?
I don't know.
Oh, well, we could leave. If only there were a way. Wynton Marcellus is 51. Did you say him?
Nope.
All right.
I like Wynton Marcellus.
Yeah, it does good work there. All right, there you go. It's 6:19.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, Obama was never going to come across as emotionally unstable as Crazy Uncle Joe. He probably couldn't even act that part. But the problem for Obama was, if you watched him last night, and I watched it a second time on purpose just to look for this, he came across not as a man ready to fight, but in the words of Peter Baker of the New York Times, as a man looking to pick a fight. And as Baker pointed out, Obama interrupted, he scolded, he filibustered, he shook his head, he tried to talk over Romney. Now the question is whether Obama's demeanor came across as rude, unpresidential, which I think it clearly did. Now the result of that is it's going to continue to erode the one strength that Obama had until now, which is, quote, likability.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Quit your job type money right from their kitchen table. The secret, incomeathome.com.
What started out for us as a spare time, put some cash away kind of thing has exploded. I quit my job, I set my own hours, and I earn far more than I ever did working in my previous job.
Now, they're even giving away $1,000 to somebody this year just for checking out their website. Visit their website, incomeathome.com. Incomeathome.com. Results are not typical. You see their website for results that you can realistically expect.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare lock, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Following the money, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The $25 billion mortgage foreclosure settlement with big banks earlier this year sent $2.5 billion to states with the expectation the money would be used to help homeowners who were in financial trouble. Instead, much of the money has been used to plug state budget gaps. A new report says less than half has been designated to benefit property owners. An unwelcome milestone for the Postal Service. For the first time ever, the agency has hit its borrowing limit from the Treasury. That means it must cover its operating costs with just the revenue it brings in from the sale of stamps and various services. A spokesman says being at the limit is a serious situation and leaves the Postal Service without operating flexibility. American Airlines' voluntary severance plan for flight attendants was more popular than expected. Now the carrier has to recruit new attendants. American expects to hire about 1,500 attendants over the next year. Stock market futures are slightly lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Parts Plus Auto Parts stores and car care centers invite you to enter the Let's Go to Hawaii sweepstakes. You could win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Hawaii to participate in football All-Star Weekend festivities. There are hundreds of other fabulous prizes as well, and there will be winners at every Parts Plus location. Get details and enter at any participating Parts Plus parts store or car care center. If you want to win a Hawaiian vacation, and if you want the best parts and service for your car, not just parts, Parts Plus. Enter today.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
On Tuesday, October 23rd, Celebrity Spawn Salon will host their second annual Salonathon, with all proceeds benefiting the Pink Alliance. Celebrity Spa will offer haircuts, a braid bar, face mapping, makeup applications, shellac polish, and massages, all free of charge with a minimum donation. It's the second annual Salonathon at Celebrity Spa and Salon, Tuesday, October 23rd from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. to benefit the Pink Alliance, your advocate for breast cancer support in the Brazos Valley. Call 690-6200 to make your appointment for Salonathon.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Beautiful.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information and samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. It'll be 80 today. Probably won't feel like it, though, with the northeasterly winds. Yeah, the wind shifted last night. Tonight's low will be around 51. We'll gradually warm up as we continue on through the weekend and into early next week. 82 for tomorrow, then about 87 or 88 for Saturday and Sunday. And Monday as well. Right now, again, winds out of the northeast at 14 miles an hour. Humidity 61%. It's a very pleasant 66 degrees outside.
You can learn from books, teachers, and lots of other ways. But one way does seem to work better than all the others. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Learning can be done in many ways, and one great way to learn is from consequences.
We know from extensive research that learning from consequences modifies the brain big time.
Susan Schneider, author of the book The Science of Consequences, says we actually learn better from positive consequences rather than negative ones.
Just think of it for ourselves at work. It's nice to be appreciated for when you work hard and accomplish something. It's just not a good working environment, and it does not conduce to efficiency when all you hear are negatives.
Parents, managers, anyone who gives feedback or consequences to others should be aware of the ratio of positive to negative consequences they give.
You do want it to be fairly positive. There are a lot of benefits from that. Research is in areas ranging from language learning to prison rehabilitation to marriage relations to animal training. In all those areas, ratios of maybe 3 to 4 to 1 are beneficial. You do want to have it positive.
Despite the proven effectiveness of rewarding and praising positive accomplishments, there just isn't a whole lot of it around.
Few of us give or receive enough praise, and I do think that is what the evidence shows. It's not to say that praise can't be overdone, but I think that few of us are fortunate enough to have that problem, frankly.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh,
That's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:30 at 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Fire Department has not determined the cause of a house fire Tuesday evening south of the municipal golf course. Investigator Fred Taylor says family members and neighbors pulled out an 80-year-old woman who had been asleep.
Talking to some of the family, she's in CCU, critical. Was one other gentleman, her son, lived in the house with her, and he was not here at the time. The house is a total loss. They have no insurance. The only thing the people got out with was whatever they had on. Red Cross has been contacted, and the gentleman's been given the Red Cross's phone number.
Taylor says the fire at 205 Lynn Drive did not threaten neighboring homes. Two more arrests have been made from an aggravated kidnapping in College Station last weekend. 30-year-old Nicholas Johnson and 23-year-old Candice Brooks are accused of residential burglary and aggravated robbery. Officer Rhonda Seaton says they were picked up Wednesday morning during a sweep made involving College Station and Bryan Police and the FBI.
Investigation's not over with these two arrests. It's ongoing, and as a result, we can't release a whole lot of information at this time. We will have, however, try to release more details as they become available.
Five arrests have been made so far.
There is a lot of loose ends that our investigators are still trying to tie up, and we do not want to compromise the overall investigation by releasing some of the more finite details too early.
Investigators now say it was a failed drug deal that led to the victim being kidnapped and threatened with a gun. The clock will run out before the College Station City Council can consider an official position on a private landfill proposed west of Easterwood Airport. Mayor Nancy Berry says the next council meeting is the day after the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality closes the window on public comments.
That doesn't mean to say that any individual councilman couldn't, you know, write a letter requesting additional information or additional hearing or reopening of the case or any of that sort of thing.
As of October 4th, the last day, TCEQ posted public comments on its website. No comments had been received by individual council members. About two-thirds of the nearly 300 letters received by the state are opposed to the landfill. And while a permit has not been issued, state officials say the landfill application meets all legal requirements. On the heels of the College Station School District completing nearly all projects from a 2009 bond issue, discussion begins of three new buildings. Superintendent Eddie Coulson says an update was given at this week's school board meeting proposing a third middle school, a third intermediate, and a 10th elementary.
In a perfect world, over the course of the next several months, we would really decide what the planning process looks like and then set a calendar for when the next bond election might be. And then begin working on what do those projects include.
School board action included extending the superintendent's contract another year through June of 2015. Coulson was given a pay raise of 1.5%, the same percentage given earlier this year to CSISD employees.
That tax you pay at the pump isn't enough to build the expressways we need in Texas. That's according to Bill Meadows, a state transportation commissioner.
DFW Connector, $1 billion, 35 segments 3A3B, $1.6 billion. You just consumed the entire revenue source in two projects. Without adequate transportation infrastructure capacity, this economy will stall.
He says it took a combination of gas tax, Proposition 12 money, and private funding to get approval to rebuild I-35 West in North Fort Worth. That project won't be completed until 2018. Meadows says it's time to find other sources for highway construction money. Current road projects in North Texas are being built with tax, stimulus, bond, and private money. The victims of Major Nadal Hassan's alleged rampage at Fort Hood that left 13 people dead today will begin an effort to get the Pentagon to admit that it was a terrorist attack. Kimberly Munley, who is one of the civilian police officers who shot Hassan, wants the attack classified as a terror attack, not workplace violence.
All I want is for the government to take responsibility and to, you know, acknowledge the fact that they failed on their part.
She says if they were victims of terrorism, those wounded and the families of those who died will be eligible for compensation, and military members will receive the Purple Heart. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 64 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch? Or what about, Mom, can my roommates come stay for break? Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team in Navasota, where you get a nice price. Get a new Ram Crew Cab from Team Dodge for $7,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Heavy Duty for $10,000 off. Plus, we have 0% interest available. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Large area of high pressure will continue to drift into the state from the north. It's going to produce lots of sunshine today. Highs will be anywhere from 78 to 83 this afternoon. We're clear overnight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sun during the day tomorrow. Highs will be up around 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. It'll be mostly sunny during the day Saturday. Highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Friday night lights on Thursday. We'll share that with you here in just a bit. Also, Fight Tech Saggy football, of course, coming into Kyle Field this weekend. We'll share what their play-by-play guy thinks about Johnny Manziel. And Major League Baseball as well, all here in about the next 12 minutes.
Okay, it's time for Spinorama, you know.
Is this a new game we never heard of?
No, it's the politicians going out and saying, you know, what you saw last night was either... Well, what they're going to tell you is what you saw two nights ago was really this. The other guy might say, well, what you really saw two nights ago was this.
Pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, there's some of that, too. At a rally yesterday in Virginia, Romney said, why is it there are 3.6 million more women in poverty today than the day the president took office? The president has failed America's women. And what's kind of interesting is, you know, they talked a little bit about women the other night, and in fact, I recall Romney saying that when he was the governor of Massachusetts, University of New York at Albany did a survey of women in high places in state government, and number one in the nation at that time was Massachusetts. So the war on women, which is one of the things that the Democrats have been trying to the box that they've been trying to put Romney into. At least in that case, it doesn't necessarily show. And from the other side, you know, the Republicans are going to go after Libya and the economy. I don't know if you remember a guy named Major Garrett. He used to work for Fox News. Now he's at the National Journal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. He said there are just a few issues. The women issue for Romney, and again, the economy in Libya for Obama. He also says the president's poll numbers are going down in several states, and his staff has settled on 4 firewall states that they need to get.
Wow.
Yeah. Ohio, Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. And Jamie Dupree, you hear him on Neil Bortz, been doing this kind of stuff for a long time, and he points out this morning, and it's true, you know, that's why we make fun of all the polls. You can come up with a poll that says anything. Well, now we've got 19 days left before the election, and actually where these men spend time speaks to which states are in play, because, you know, places where they were going, one candidate or the other, they may have given up on. The numbers of swing states that Jamie Dupree says he's been watching had been 10. That would be New Hampshire, Virginia, North Carolina and Florida, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Colorado, and Nevada. So how many of those states will these guys get to in that time? And he asked the question, why is Iowa so important with just 6 electoral votes? And part of the reason is because they've already started voting for president there. So the idea is maybe you could wrap that thing up. But the president apparently pulling back and not spending near as much time now in Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia. Last week, I forget the name of the polling company, but they said they had pulled their pollsters out of those 3 states.
Oh, yeah, I remember we had talked about that.
Saying they're settled. So it's really interesting. And in most cases, a lot of these states should be settled with 19 days to go. But still in all, there are a few in play. And it brings up kind of an interesting situation we've talked about before. Do you win the popular vote and then lose the Electoral College? And if you'll remember back in 2000, when that was going on, Gore did win the popular vote, but he didn't get to be president of U.S. America.
Right.
It was George W. Bush's. So, a presidential model known for its accuracy says that Mitt Romney has a 77% chance of winning the popular vote.
Really?
Yep. That's the popular vote.
The popular one?
That's right. University of Colorado political science professor Michael Berry's formula has accurately predicted every presidential race since 1980. And again, he says that's the popular vote, but he doesn't talk about the electoral college. Now, there's this group called the Atlas Project, and they came up with a fascinating scenario, and that would be that they tied in the electoral college. Would you like that?
Do they wrestle for
it?
Yeah,
that's what I'd go for. Let's do rock, paper, scissors, or, you know, Indian leg wrestling or something like that.
I don't know. With the hatred that they have for one another,
yeah.
I think we call Jim McMahon and the WWE and just let him go.
Now, what this says is each state's combined House delegation would vote once for president, and each U.S. senator casts a vote for vice president. Well, which is interesting, because what happens if Romney wins president and Biden wins vice president? That can't work.
Very interesting.
I don't think they could do that. I'm not sure. I don't think they could get along. But anyhow, we're not there yet, but nonetheless, it looks to be fascinating.
Biden would be spending a lot of time sent by the president to every subcontinent on the planet.
Go have a beer here, Joe. Have a beer here. Dude, I tell you what, Joe, if I need you, I'll be in touch with you.
Yep. Okay?
In the meantime, you can just take it easy. Now, did the election of President Obama actually hurt the level of empowerment felt by many black Americans? It's kind of interesting. I mean, you'd think that it shouldn't, but there's a guy who's a government professor and also African-American studies professor named James Gibson. He took national surveys of black empowerment conducted between 2005 and 2011, the years leading up to and during the Obama presidency. And according to those numbers, conservative and religious blacks now feel less empowered to make their political feelings felt than they did before Mr. Obama's election.
Because?
He's saying he isn't protecting their interests.
Really?
And he's marginalizing their beliefs. And I thought, wasn't he supposed to put gas in my tank? And wasn't he supposed to pay my mortgage?
And give you a phone.
Yeah, that's right. And give me a phone. What happened? I thought we were going to do that. Maybe not. Did you hear about the, it was lead story on Fox this morning. There was a guy who was going to blow up the Federal Reserve Bank in New York.
Yeah, I heard that.
Man, it's fascinating to me. This is a guy, he's 21 years old, said his lone purpose for coming to the United States was to destroy America and felt like he could do that through the economy.
On a student visa.
Yeah, sure, be able to do that. Now, apparently he got linked up in a sting operation. He was dealing with FBI agents all along, so there was no chance that this was going to really happen. How did the FBI catch on to this? How did they know? How did they, and it's not really an infiltration. They didn't infiltrate any program because this seemed to be just a lone terrorist, but how did they make the connection with him? And from what I heard on the news this morning, it was going to be a 1,000-pound bomb he was going to use. And, you know, they gave him the bomb, and obviously it was not going to blow up. There was no danger there. But, I mean, 1,000 pounds, how do you hide a 1,000-pound bomb?
In the back of a Ryder truck.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, and, you know, where are you going to be able to park it close enough to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York that nobody would know about it? Don't know those specifics necessarily, but do find it fascinating that that was out there and going on, and, you know, kudos to the FBI for being
on top
of all that stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, 6:45.
Thank you for voting. Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 20th, learn about composting. Great gardens begin with great soil, and we'll teach you how to manufacture your own great compost this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Blessed be the gardener with a home hobby greenhouse, for he or she knows not the agony of wintertime. That's a direct quote. Actually, it's a quote from me. It's poor literary style, perhaps, but horticulturally, the thought is on target. Greenhouses extend the growing season to 12 months a year. They're great ways to start your own transplants and to overwinter your prized collection of tropicals. However, not all home greenhouses have been created equally. Let's take a discussion of the decisions you'll need to make in the hopes that this will be the year you finally take that plunge. I'll be back with details on home hobby greenhouses after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. If you're planning a home hobby greenhouse, you need to start with a suitable location. Morning sun, afternoon shade would be ideal. Most of the plants you'll be growing will need at least a certain amount of direct sunlight. You can always add shade with special plastic greenhouse fabrics and cheesecloth on the inside or wooden slats. What you cannot add is sunlight, so position your greenhouse carefully. Once you've decided where you expect to place it, make sure the greenhouse passes all the city building codes. It's not a lot of fun to discover weeks or months later that you're in some serious violation and that the greenhouse will have to be taken down or moved a few inches. Consider your various options in construction materials. If the structure will be in your backyard, visible to many rooms in your house, consider building it out of glass. It may cost a good bit more, but it will look better longer. In fact, properly maintained, a quality glass greenhouse should last for many decades, and it could be a handsome part of the backyard landscape. There are several forms of plastic on the market now. As with old-fashioned fiberglass, these may deteriorate with prolonged exposure to sunlight. Ask your hardware or lumber dealer for any particulars of the product life's expectancy. These various coverings can often cost almost as much as glass, so be sure you're getting your money's worth. Finally, if your greenhouse will be located out of the line of sight, you might consider a double-walled plastic covering. That's what large commercial growers use. They're lightweight, fairly inexpensive, and easily constructed. On the other hand, they're not much to look at. You want to determine the widths of your benches or tables as you decide on the dimensions of the greenhouse. You normally don't want them wider than 42 inches if you're reaching from one side, or 48 inches if you're able to reach from both sides. The aisles should be as narrow as possible because you're having to heat and cool those areas as well. You don't want to rob from your plant growing possibilities. Remember, as you're sizing and pricing your greenhouse options, that small hobby greenhouses can really be difficult to cool properly. They have such a small volume of air that the temperatures can fluctuate wildly. A 10 by 20 foot greenhouse is about the minimum. Oh, and you want to make sure that you have a really functional heat source and you have a backup heat source in case one doesn't work properly. I'm Neil Sperry. Turn on to spring bulbs in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports Friday Night Lights. Start a little early this week as A&M at 5-2. The Consolidated Tigers travel to the Woodlands tonight for a District 14-5A game against the 4-2 College Park team. We'll get the information for that for you coming up tomorrow. And, of course, you can find all that stuff at BrazosFootball.com. Moving on now to Fighting Texas Aggie football. The series between A&M and LSU dates back to 1889, but it's been a while. We haven't seen the Tigers at Kyle since 1995. I got a chance to sit down and visit with play-by-play announcer for the last 30 years, Jim Hawthorne, and I asked him his take on Johnny football and what he'd see with A&M against the LSU defense.
Well, I don't know what to think about Manziel. What can you think about that? I mean, a true freshman coming in and doing what he did last week is that's mind-boggling. I certainly think that it's a great display by a talented young man. I don't know exactly what it says about the Louisiana Tech defense. It was a tremendous accomplishment. There's no question about that. LSU will certainly have to play an exceptionally good game to try to disrupt him, contain him in some manner. But it will be a little bit of a different type of defense on the field this week than Texas A&M saw last week.
Aggie football kickoff slated for 11 o'clock this Saturday, and all the action can be heard live right here on WTAW. It's that time of year again, too. Aggies Can is approaching the largest student athlete run canned food drive in the nation. We're holding it right here in Aggieland. Bring a can and you can get into soccer and volleyball games. First 20,000 people through the door at A&M that donate either a dollar or a couple canned food items are going to get a free Whataburger coupon. And their slogan, a dollar today helps keep hunger away. There are several promotions for soccer and volleyball, and those are all posted at WTAW.com. Turning now to Major League Baseball. After a 3.5-hour rain delay, Matt Carpenter lit it up while subbing for the injured Carlos Beltran.
Carpenter swings and hits it deep. Right field. It might go. It's a gunner. Over the Cardinals bullpen. Matt Carpenter's first career postseason home run. Puts the Cardinals on top. 2-1 in the third.
Cardinals ended up beating San Fran 3-1 to take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-7 NL Championship Series. And after last night's rainout, the Tigers will once again try to sweep the Yankees out of the ALCS. First pitch slated for 4:07 this afternoon. Nike, Anheuser-Busch, and 24 Hour Fitness have all severed ties with Lance Armstrong following evidence that he did participate in a doping scandal. Nike said it will continue to support the initiatives of the Livestrong Foundation, however, and speaking of which, Armstrong has stepped down from that charity so it can be focused on its mission instead of its founder's problems. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency released a massive report last week detailing allegations of widespread doping by Armstrong and his team when he won the Tour de France 7 consecutive times from 1999 to 2005. And finally, top 25 college football on tap tonight. The high-flying second-ranked Oregon Ducks are on the road to Arizona State. Ducks are trying to keep their championship hopes alive and remain at 3-0 in their district play. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Folks at Intercon, homegrown company right here. They've been providing windows for people for 20 years or so, long time. And it's quality product. And there's no pressure. And, you know, we mentioned that time and time again. And the reason is, unfortunately, there have been some bad actors in that business. They try to pressure people into buying windows. You know, if you do it today, you get some kind of a discount, but you have to sign by 5 o'clock today. And that's just not the way they do business at Intercon, and they want you to know that you can get the same great service that you've always gotten from them with a quality product and a great price and never any pressure, ever. They'll come out, they'll give you an assessment of the situation, whether you need to repair windows, whether you need to replace them. Number two, they'll do it on your schedule to fit your budget. If you have to do it in stages, that's fine as far as Intercon's concerned. And three, you're supporting a local company. They're here, going to be here. The people who work for them work here. Don't go off on jobs. See, that's what some of the big box stores do. They have installation crews who move from one place to another. So doing business with a hometown company that's been here a long time with a quality product. So check into it. See, your windows, you probably know there's some that are not energy efficient, but you may not know about all of them. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Have you got your eye on a sweetie? Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
With those hot summer days turning into cool fall temperatures, it's time to rethink your drink with Specs. And this fall, it's all about the reds. These rich, smooth wines pair well with just about everything, especially a good Sunday football game. And the experts at Specs can help complement your seasonal cuisine with an outstanding selection of Specs exclusive wines. You won't find these lower-priced palate pleasers anywhere else. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, spirits, and finer foods. Come in today and stock up on holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine. Or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine.
Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs. You're on the way, less to pay for everyday stores.
Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you, shop. Cheers to savings.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us...
The wind shifted overnight, so you've got some northeasterly winds out there today. Feels pretty nice. 80 will be the high, but it won't feel like it because of those northeast winds at 10 miles an hour. Tonight, about 51. And we'll slowly warm back up. 82 on Friday, 87 or 88 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Right now, 67 outside. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He came to America hoping to bomb America. A student from Bangladesh now behind bars after his plot ended up a dud here in New York City, where Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
Investigators say 21-year-old Bangladeshi national Kwasi Nafis wanted to attack our economy and kill on behalf of Al-Qaeda.
This individual came here with the express purpose of committing a terrorist act.
NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly says Nafis, who was here on a student visa, parked a van packed with what he thought were explosives supplied by an FBI informant outside the Federal Reserve Building near Ground Zero and then tried to detonate them with a cell phone from a nearby hotel before police rushed in and got him, Dave.
Jeff, storms tore up parts of the South overnight.
Based on the damage reports that we're receiving, and the intensity of the damage, it would be very surprising if they weren't tornadoes.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Konecki, the most damage appears to be in Mississippi, where four are injured. President Obama heads to New Hampshire this morning, yet another key swing state. In Iowa and Ohio yesterday, he attacked Mitt Romney's tax plan.
He can't pay for it without blowing a hole in the deficit or raising taxes on middle-class families.
The Republican fired back in Virginia.
Don't you think that it's time for him to finally put together a vision of what he'd do in the next 4 years if he were elected?
Both candidates will be at the same political dinner tonight in New York. Senate Republicans are out with a new report showing
spending on welfare programs is the biggest item in the federal budget, more than what we spend on defense or Social Security.
That cost?
$1 trillion a year.
Fox News Radio's Jill Nato says that's up 20% from 2008. The spending covers
programs like Medicaid, school breakfast and lunch programs, Pell Grants and the like.
No response yet from Democrats. If you get Newsweek, you'll no longer get it in the mail starting next year. Newsweek will stop printing the magazine, making it internet only. Job cuts are expected. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
In the parking lot, walking into work, Becky heard a juicy rumor. By lunchtime, her department was humming. By close of business, the entire company was talking about it. Just one thing, the rumor was untrue. It's not easy to rein in runaway gossip, to return workers to work, to calm the victims' hurt and indignation. Becky saw firsthand the harm in time lost, morale bruised, and relationships at the breaking point. She made a brief vow, "I refuse to listen to rumors," she said, "or to repeat the ones I hear." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge, and this much is true. The quickest way to end the gossip is not gossip in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
You know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you to help you out when you need or want glass. You know, more often than not, it's a need situation because a piece of glass has been broken in your vehicle or your building or your home. And so it's important that you get that taken care of and get it taken care of quickly. You know, when it comes to your car, just plain getting the mess cleaned up is something that sometimes it's not taken care of in places, but Acme Glass, that's not the case at all. They make sure that your glass, if you've gotten a glass loss and that's caused glass to be inside the car, which happens most or a lot of the time, they'll make sure to clean that up and make sure that your car's looking great on the inside as well. Now, also one of the things that they're able to do is help you out maybe with your side glass. You think about windshields, but, you know, any piece of glass in your car may need to get replaced. They can kind of help you out with that. And in some cases, if you're having a little trouble with the controls or the mechanism of the door, they can do that simply because of the experience that they've got. For your business, obviously, you need to get glass replaced quickly. If you're opening a new business, way to go. Congratulations. And if you need build-out, let Acme Glass do that for you, too. And, of course, in your home, Acme Glass always there. And they can help with on-site installation if that's what you need. So lots of reasons for you to visit the guys and gals who have been here since 1946. In downtown Bryan on Main Street and across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial, 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Hello, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
WTAW News Time is 7:06 at 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Swernham and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An aggravated kidnapping reported in College Station last weekend has led to more arrests. Officer Rhonda Seaton says detectives learned what was first reported as a meeting between a local music promoter and rappers from the Houston area turned out to be a failed drug deal.
People always believe that once an arrest is made, the investigation stops, but many times that's when the investigations really get rolling, as in this case.
That led to local and federal authorities visiting multiple locations Wednesday morning.
Our SWAT team, assisted by our patrol, Bryan SWAT and Bryan Patrol, and a SWAT team from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, around 6 a.m., they attempted a warrant service at multiple locations in Bryan College Station.
23-year-old Candice Brooks and 30-year-old Nicholas Johnson of College Station were arrested for aggravated robbery and residential burglary. That brings the number arrested so far to 5. A Bryan woman is hospitalized in critical condition following a house fire. Investigator Fred Taylor says the 80-year-old woman was asleep when neighbors and family members pulled her out of the home Tuesday evening.
The only injury was the lady that was inside asleep. The people that got her out actually put their life in jeopardy getting her out because they went through the side of the room that had the fire in it. Bring her out.
Taylor says the fire at 205 Lynn, south of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course, was a total loss. Red Cross assistance was offered to the son who shared the house. The cause remains under investigation. The College Station School Board is looking towards another bond issue. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the district's 9 elementary schools are at a combined 93% capacity.
We would love for them to be at 100% capacity. The problem is, in a growing school district, you have to be a little ahead in order to stay ahead of the game. So 93% is great, but because of our growth trends, we won't stay at 93% very long. When we get to be over 100% capacity, we would like to have another building on the ground, which we anticipate would be 2015.
During the next several months, there will be discussion of a 10th elementary, a 3rd intermediate, and a 3rd middle school. Business during this week's board meeting included extending Coulson's contract by 1 year through June of 2015 and giving the superintendent a pay increase of 1.5%. Opponents of a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport won't see the College Station City Council consider sending a message to state officials. Mayor Nancy Berry says the council won't meet again before a deadline set by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
I think next Wednesday, the 24th, is the last day to make any kind of appeal, and the council won't be meeting till the 25th, so we don't have time.
The council did get TCEQ to hold a public hearing in July, of which nearly all opposing property owners say they were never notified. Since then, the state has received almost 300 public comments, about two-thirds against a landfill that would collect construction debris. According to the TCEQ website, no comments have been submitted by individual council members. And while the landfill application meets all legal requirements, a permit has not been issued. A state transportation official says the tax you pay at the pump isn't working when it comes to building roads. A state transportation commissioner says the existing way of using gasoline tax to build roads has exhausted its usefulness. That's Commissioner Bill Meadows.
We're going to have to continue to be creative, and we're going to have to ultimately have a new source or sources of revenue. We truly are at about the end of the line.
He tells the I-35 West Coalition meeting a combination of Proposition 12 money and private money is the only way construction is about to get underway on I-35 West, the most congested stretch of highway in Texas. And with the November 6th general election nearing, the Justice Department is making it clear election fraud is a federal offense that carries a hefty prison term, and plans are already in place to make sure it's a fair election. Federal prosecutors will be on duty election day until the polls close, ready to take phone calls if there is suspected fraud. Aaron Martin, one of the monitors, says the fraud can run both ways, either against the voter by threats or intimidation, or by the voter who may try to cast an illegal ballot.
They would call either the FBI or the U.S. Attorney's Office. By Department of Justice policy, we have to contact the Civil Rights Division's voting section in Washington, D.C.
If there is a crime, it could carry a 10-year prison term. WTAW News Time is 7:11 at 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-28 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum.
You know, John has a saying here, the door is always open. And I'd say that's been my experience. That's his philosophy of this dealership. His office is actually located right on the showroom floor where he's around and he wants people to feel comfortable coming in here. If you need to see John, you can come here and see him. And he is a very approachable guy. And that's the message he sends to all of his people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Large area of high pressure will continue to drift into the state from the north. It's going to produce lots of sunshine today. Highs will be anywhere from 78 to 83 this afternoon. We're clear overnight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sun during the day tomorrow. Highs will be up around 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. It'll be mostly sunny during the day Saturday. Highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. High school football on Thursday, fighting Texas Aggie football on Saturday with Aggies Can. We'll get you the details for that. And Major League Baseball is in the playoffs, all that and more in about 45 minutes.
And it feels nice outside. It says 67, but it sure feels nicer
yes, it
than
does.
That with that little northerly breeze. It does remind us that it will get cool and stay cool after a while. It's just not quite there yet, but go out and enjoy it today, and then lots of sunshine this weekend for whatever you might be doing, whether it's going to the football game or Renaissance Festival or something else that's more of a personal nature.
Well, 90-some thousand, I'm guessing, are going to be at Kyle.
Well, and then there'll be tens of thousands outside just trying to celebrate what's going on inside. 20,000 LSU people supposed to be here, and they didn't get nearly that many tickets, so there you are. Time now for our official stat of the day. 9% of all iPhones have been dropped in the toilet.
Greg.
I have never done that.
That's according to something called Square Trade, and since the independent warranty provider, that's what they do, they probably have a pretty good idea as to that. Or I guess what we should say is 9% of iPhone users have admitted that they've dropped. They could go, I dropped it in a pond or whatever. I dropped it in the fountain as I was walking by. They also say 5% of iPhones have fallen into the washing machine. Yeah, and 6% of the users have put their iPhone on top of the car when they've driven off.
Oh. Now, I can see that happening.
I can too. I can see that would happen. Drop in the washing machine, I'm not even sure what that's
is it
all
drop
about.
In the washing machine or is it in their pants? Like they left it in their pocket.
In their pocket. And again, I don't know. That would be obviously would make a lot more sense. Most common place for eye accidents to happen in the home, in the kitchen, followed by the living room and then the bathroom. In the kitchen, what? Like the disposal?
Ooh. Ooh.
Would that be noisy? Yeah. Oh my gosh, I think I dropped that in there. Ah, well. So it appears Amazon thinks they're gonna have a big Christmas. They're hiring 50,000 workers for the holiday season.
Wow.
Now, again, I don't know how come on in. You work 3 days, 3 hours a week. But, 50,000, that's a big number. Their headquarters, of course, in Seattle, say they expect thousands of those hires to stay on full time. We'll see. Full-time workers get stock grants and benefits. The company says its full-time employees make 30% more than traditional retail employees. And they say their stock grants have added an average 9% to the base pay. Well, of course, they'd say that. But they wouldn't say, yeah, we hire these people and we really pay them lousy, too. We don't pay them nearly what everybody else gets. But nonetheless, they say that. Now, paying for college. I believe we've talked about that, how much that could cost.
On occasion, sure.
There might be a listener or two out there who's kind of going through that.
Sure.
One more reason that the student loan thing is such a mess, apparently there's an investigative website that's called ProPublica, and they report that letters that college students receive spelling out their financial aid often leaves them confused or in some cases just misled as to what they've got. Schools tend to push easy-to-get Parent PLUS loans from the feds in the letters without regard to whether or not the family can afford it.
There you go.
That sounds like a mortgage problem we had here in the country. In fact, it looks neat and tidy in the letters, but one student at St. John's up in New York complained that hers made it seem like they were giving her a lot of money when, in fact, it's more like loans and financial aid packages than scholarship money. So if you get that letter, don't think that you're home free. Don't think that you're necessarily going to. And if you have any questions, call the place where your kiddo's going to school and find out about that. Because just because it says that they're giving you money, they may not be giving you money. So you mentioned today Lance Armstrong. This is going to cost him some money.
Oh, huh. Huge dollars.
Well, and the other thing is Livestrong, which is probably a pretty good organization.
It's a great organization.
Yeah, and just because he's the front guy doesn't mean that they should be held hostage over that situation. I mean,
The reading some of the tweets and looking at some of the stuff on Facebook, it's really weird because there are a lot of people like me that are just heartbroken by it. I was a huge Lance Armstrong fan because I'm a cyclist.
Okay.
But I haven't seen a whole lot of wavering of support. It's kind of like, oh, well,
It's a bummer.
Yeah, well, as long as the organization continues to get the money, that's probably the most important thing. And maybe Lance can just pedal off into the sunset. We'll go from there. So a simple ruse conducted by an undercover Seattle detective has nabbed a suspected murderer 36 years after the crime.
Really?
Police used a DNA sample collected from a fake chewing gum survey to link a Seattle homeless man to a murder that took place in 1976 of a then 70-year-old woman.
Wow.
Gary Sanford Robb, who was an initial suspect in the killing of this woman back in Maine, was fooled into providing a DNA sample to law enforcement officers when he was asked to participate in this chewing gum survey.
What it all boils down to is don't take candy from strangers.
Yeah, that's it, or chewing gum from strangers. Rob, who had been boarding in this house that the lady who he killed, allegedly killed, had been boarding in her house. He spoke to police twice during the original investigation back in 1976, but they really couldn't get any kind of evidence, and he denied involvement. Anyway, he left Maine and moved out to Seattle, and again, I guess they'd just kind of been watching him. That's a pretty neat. I mean, that'd
very
be like
clever.
It'd be like a TV plot.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd think that's something that they probably really wouldn't do in real life, but yeah, apparently they did. So good for them. Next half hour, the richest guys in television. Who's making the most money there in television? Also, you got either of y'all have like a favorite scary movie? Favorite scary movie? I mean, because we've got.
You can't go wrong with Psycho.
Psycho is pretty good. We have some unusual facts in that. So, Kat, you have a favorite scary movie?
Well, I have kind of an overactive imagination.
Okay.
I don't do well with scary movies.
Oh, okay.
She has to close the closet door before she goes to bed.
That's it. You got to turn on all the lights before you walk in and that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't do all that, but I'll just say it was like 6 months after I saw. My cousin said, yeah, it's this great Will Smith movie. It's like Robinson Crusoe where he's by himself. And then I went and watched it, and it was I Am Legend. And I just was like, my body was shaking.
Really?
And I couldn't sleep for about 6 months. It was just, you know, certain movies, I know it's
wow,
cheesy.
Wow, I bet she was really tough to be around if you hadn't slept for 6 months.
I guess
months.
So.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Maybe
you
that
did,
was an exaggeration.
You didn't sleep well for 6 months.
I had trouble going to sleep for 6 months. All I had to do was think of a zombie going,
oh, okay. All right. Well, I may have seen that.
I mean, I don't think it's that scary to other people, but just... You know how certain things are your sense of humor and they make you laugh? Just something about I Am Legend terrified me. It was like my anti-laugh.
The thing is, I always enjoy, and that's why Scream the movie is so funny.
Yeah.
Because it takes all of those stupid... You tell me how many teenage girls are going to walk into the dark house and not turn a light on.
Right.
I mean, you're waiting for it to happen. And, of course, maybe that's just part of the whole deal, but... But nonetheless, to make fun of those movies is tremendous. But this will be some stuff that maybe movies that probably you've seen that you didn't know about coming up in a minute. 6:21. 7:21.
My annual household hazardous waste and computer collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
Hey, the folks at Texas Truck Rentals remind you, keeping your truck looking good right after you get it, that may need to be one of the first stops that you make. Spray-in bed liners is a place that a lot of people go to Texas Truck Rentals for, that first thing, so that you can protect the bed of that truck, because you don't know in the lifetime of that truck what you're going to be using it for, or maybe you do. No matter what, making sure that bed still looks good years later, the spray-in bed liner is a great thing to do first up. Side steps to make it easy for you to get in and out of your truck, that certainly can come in handy. But, you know, one of the things that they've been doing for quite a few years at Texas Truck Rentals is powder coating. And what powder coating is obviously it adds color to metal, but it is a lot tougher than just painting, a lot tougher. And that's important, once again, if you're going to have your vehicle out maybe off-road and you have to use it as a work vehicle, but you want it to still look good because you're going to use it as an everyday driver, well, they can help you with the powder coating, too. There are grill guards from the Ranch Hand folks and others. Also, the headache racks and the toolboxes that they can put in the back of that truck to, once again, keep it functional, but keep it looking good. And then on the interior, all sorts of accessories they have for you there. And don't forget they have diesel chips if you drive a diesel. And I mentioned kind of it with the idea of trucks, but remember they can do the same thing for SUVs. Stop in and see the Bomanskis there at Texas Truck Riggins. They're located on South College right across from the lake, and you'll understand why they've been voted best in the Brazos year after year. Texas Truck Riggins.
With those hot summer days turning into cool fall temperatures, it's time to rethink your drink with Specs. And this fall, it's all about the reds. These rich, smooth wines pair well with just about everything, especially a good Sunday football game. And the experts at Specs can help complement your seasonal cuisine with an outstanding selection of Specs exclusive wines. You won't find these lower-priced palate pleasers anywhere else. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, spirits, and finer foods. Come in today and stock up on holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine. Or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs, your on-the-way, less-to-pay, or everyday store.
Shout Specs, low-priced, amazing. Here's to you, shout. Cheers to savings.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 724, Farmville 2. I know, Kevin, you're all over Farmville, right?
No. I hate Farmville requests. Don't even send them.
I feel the same way.
What does that mean, Farmville request? What is that?
Someone's wanting, they gain something on the game by asking you to join the game.
Or, hey, can you give me some corn seed? Literally, they will request corn seed if you play Farmville.
Okay.
So you get in stuff in your inbox.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I hate it.
Are people still playing those games? Well, yes. The answer is a big yes. In fact, Farmville 2 is about to hit its 50 millionth active player.
Yippee!
Making it the biggest app on Facebook. 1 in 5 Farmville 2 players play every day. The original Farmville peaked out at, you ready? 83 million players.
Ye gods.
Do they not have, well, again, there are a lot of different folks who play it for a lot of different reasons. I would just think after a while you've got stuff you need to do. No? Am I wrong? I don't know. Farmville. So what, you get a farm and you can grow crops or you can raise livestock? Is that basically
a little
what
of both?
Yeah, okay. I'll remember that.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. Well, no, I'll remember that and probably just won't do it. Is this Zynga? Is that the company that does Farmville or is
yes,
that somebody else?
I believe
okay.
that is correct.
Yeah, I was just reading about Zynga the other day. Okay. All right. Later on also this next half hour, overly obvious studies. Cosmo Magazine has put together studies. For instance, Kat doesn't have to listen. Women use emoticons more than men. Okay. What do you think, Kat?
Not really a surprise.
What do you think, Kat? Defending them? She's not going to say. Okay. Anyway.
She's hiding.
Yeah, I know she is. Researchers from Rice University, in fact, analyzed 124,000 texts and discovered that women are twice as likely as men to use emoticons in their messages. All right, here we go. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High temperature today. It'll be 80, but it won't feel like it because we've got north winds, which will make it kind of pleasant out there. Tonight, 51s are low. Then we'll gradually have rising temperatures, 82 on Friday, then up to really around 90 by Sunday and Monday, and partly sunny. No mention of rain in the forecast there. Right now, the winds are from the northeast at 14, 61% relative humidity, and it's 67 degrees.
When you're on the road, things sometimes treat have a way of appearing out of nowhere, which is why the BMW 3 Series comes raccoon with features to help keep you focused. BMW apps connect you to Facebook, Twitter, email, and Pandora hands-free, and the BMW head-up display projects speed navigation onto the windshield. Also, garden gnome, you can stay focused jogger on the road ahead. The BMW 3 Series is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine, Squirrel.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A USA Today column by Walter Galvin highlights a growing and disturbing trend of American companies leaving the country. They're headed to places like Ireland, London, Switzerland. Even Fortune 500 companies are taking off. Now, this isn't rocket science. One of the major reasons they're leaving is the 39% corporate tax rate. Our businesses pay the highest corporate rate in the industrialized world. The tax applies to the money companies earn here. Any foreign income, which is already taxed overseas, would be taxed again if the company's brought it home. So Mr. Galvin says that what I have said and what others have said, if you want to create jobs here, if you want to encourage American business to stay put here, lower the corporate tax rate. Simple. It's so simple, Obama could have done it at any time during his 4 years if he wanted to. Businesses support it, people who need jobs support it, Republicans support it, even some Senate Democrats would hold their noses and vote for it. So why don't we have it? Well, the problem is the president and his political party have made a career of vilifying and demonizing corporations as the enemy. They want to punish them, not encourage them. They regulate them to death, think of Obamacare, and then blame them for heading out the door. Creating jobs by lowering the corporate tax rate should have happened years ago. It's a no-brainer. Thwarted by know-nothings. Vote out the Democrats and watch jobs pour back into America.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-788-0028. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Fire Department has not determined the cause of a house fire Tuesday evening south of the municipal golf course. Investigator Fred Taylor says family members and neighbors pulled out an 80-year-old woman who had been asleep.
Talking to some of the family, she's in CCU, critical. Was one other gentleman, her son, lived in the house with her, and he was not here at the time. The house is a total loss. They have no insurance. The only thing the people got out with was whatever they had on. Red Cross has been contacted, and the gentleman's been given the Red Cross's phone number.
Taylor says the fire at 205 Lynn Drive did not threaten neighboring homes. Two more arrests have been made from an aggravated kidnapping in College Station last weekend. 30-year-old Nicholas Johnson and 23-year-old Candice Brooks are accused of residential burglary and aggravated robbery. Officer Rhonda Seaton says they were picked up Wednesday morning during a sweep made involving College Station and Bryan Police, as well as the FBI.
Investigation's not over with these two arrests. It's ongoing, and as a result, we can't release a whole lot of information at this time. We will have, however, try to release more details as they become available.
Five arrests have been made so far.
There is a lot of loose ends that our investigators are still trying to tie up, and we do not want to compromise the overall investigation by releasing some of the more finite details too early.
Investigators now say it was a failed drug deal that led to the victim being kidnapped and threatened with a gun. The clock will run out before the College Station City Council can consider an official position on a private landfill proposed west of Easterwood Airport. Mayor Nancy Berry says the next council meeting is the day after the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality closes the window on public comments.
That doesn't mean to say that any individual councilman couldn't, you know, write a letter requesting additional information or additional hearing or reopening of the case or any of that sort of thing.
As of October 4th, the last day TCEQ posted public comments on its website, no comments had been received by individual council members. About two-thirds of the nearly 300 letters received by the state are opposed to the landfill. While a permit has not been issued, state officials say the landfill application meets all legal requirements. And on the heels of the College Station School District completing nearly all projects from a 2009 bond issue, discussion begins of three new buildings. Superintendent Eddie Coulson says an update was given at this week's school board meeting proposing a third middle school, a third intermediate, and a 10th elementary.
In a perfect world, over the course of the next several months, we would really decide what the planning process looks like and then set a calendar for when the next bond election might be. And then begin working on what do those projects include.
School board action included extending the superintendent's contract another year through June of 2015. Coulson was given a pay raise of 1.5%, the same percentage given earlier this year to CSISD employees. The tax you pay at the pump isn't enough to build the expressways we need in Texas. That's according to Bill Meadows, a state transportation commissioner.
DFW connector, $1 billion, 35 segments 3A, 3B, $1.6 billion. You just consumed the entire revenue source in two projects. Without adequate transportation infrastructure capacity, this economy will stall.
He says it took a combination of gas tax, Proposition 12 money, and private funding to get approval to rebuild I-35 West in North Fort Worth. That project won't be completed until 2018, and he says it's time to find other sources for highway construction money. Today, the victims of Major Nidal Hassan's alleged rampage at Fort Hood that left 13 people dead will begin an effort to get the Pentagon to admit that it was a terrorist attack. Kimberly Munley, one of the civilian police officers who shot Hassan, wants the attack classified as a terror attack, not simply workplace violence.
All I want is for the government to take responsibility and to, you know, acknowledge the fact that they failed on their part.
She says if they were victims of terrorism, those wounded and the families of those who died will be eligible for compensation, and military members will receive the Purple Heart. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 62 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called sedation dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
I'd like to tell.
Broadway's jet-setting new musical, Catch Me If You Can, is a mile-high smash. New York Magazine calls it a spectacular spectacular that takes you through the night with flying colors.
I gotta tell my story live and in living color.
Bloomberg News says Catch Me If You Can delivers the goodies.
Live and living color.
The New York Times writes, this portrait of the con artist as a young man comes to ecstatic life.
Think of those two when I stop hits. The ball and the mouse at the end of their wits.
Have Absolutely Marvelous raves WOR Radio. And the Huffington Post says, Catch Me delivers a genuine jolt of pleasure. Catch Me If You Can, the new Broadway musical based on the incredible true story. Book your seats today.
Presented by MSC Opus, October 29th and 30th. Great seats available. Call 845-1234.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses and samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
As promised, cooler and drier weather moving into the area for today as high pressure builds south into the state of Texas. We'll see lots of sun today, high 78 to 83. Clear, comfortably cool tonight, down to 50 to 55. Another pleasant day shaping up for tomorrow. High pressure in control, lots of sun near 80. Clear skies tomorrow night, 55 to 60. It'll be mostly sunny and warmer by Saturday, high Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I don't know what to think about Manziel. I mean, what can you think about that? I mean,
We'll find out more from the play-by-play guy that's been doing it for 30 years for LSU and what he thinks of the defense with sports here in just a few minutes. High school football cranks up on a Thursday night, not a Friday night, and Major League Baseball in the playoffs. We'll share that here in about 12 minutes.
You know, what is the internet good for but being able to see video of guys in Germany who decide they want to do a cannonball into a frozen pool. I mean, isn't that why you watch?
Ow.
Just so you could watch some idiot do that.
Actually, yes. I watch for the Techno Viking. I don't know
all
about
right.
you.
So there's a show called Tosh.0. I don't know if you've ever seen it on
Tosh.
TV. And that's what he does is he basically compiles things that really make you wince. I mean, you just go, what? And apparently this is some guy in Germany decided that he was going to break through the icy water.
Ach du lieber.
Yeah, apparently it hurts a lot. Hurts a lot.
You think?
Says here it's not safe for work. Okay, just letting you know about that. So we'll see. Oh, wives' tales. We'll check some of those out for you in just a little while. And also, John Brown of Mendot, Illinois, dialed 911 after being shot in the hand. John was crouching in a ditch repairing his bicycle tire when another man, that would be Thomas Devan, apparently spotted his black and white helmet and thought it was a skunk.
How dumb can you be?
I could see that.
Is it a hairy helmet?
Fortunately, it was a .22. Nothing happened. Alcohol was involved, however. So congratulations for him on that. And A blind man carrying a white cane received a 50,000-volt shock from a taser after police thought that his walking stick was a samurai sword. Police received several calls describing the man walking through the streets carrying a samurai sword. When the blind man was asked to stop, he failed to do so. Thus, they tased him. Well, of course they did.
Wow.
How many samurai swords look like? Or white canes look like samurai swords. This is unsettling. From USA Today, survey shows that almost a third of the homeowners in U.S. America expect their grown kids to move back in with them. Grown children rushing back to the old bedroom is an enormous change, according to the director of the National Association of Home Builders. Moving back home. Well, go ahead and change it to an office as soon as they leave. or change the locks. You can do that, too. Any of those things could work.
That's the old adage, you can never go home again.
Yeah.
Especially if they change the locks.
Hello, Mom, will you let me in? Mom, let me in. Okay, let's say that you've won $5 million from the lottery. Would you wait 5 years before cashing it in?
No.
I wouldn't either. 34-year-old Andy Ashkar of Central Upstate New York did, in fact, claim his $5 million jackpot. For a scratch-off ticket purchased 6 years ago, he came forward just days before the ticket expired. Back when he won, he decided to share the winnings with his older brother, so two guys had to keep their mouths shut. Why did they wait so long? Because he didn't want the windfall to influence his engagement and subsequent marriage.
Wow.
Yeah, the wife's reaction, hard to believe, still sinking in. Actually, what happened, local residents thought something was kind of fishy because what they did is they bought the ticket at a store that his parents owned.
Oh.
So actually, they wanted to kind of go through there and make sure that something fishy wasn't going on, and apparently apparently everything's okay, got the money, and they'll move on.
I could be happy waiting 5 years to get it, though.
Knowing you're going to get it would be a good thing, though. Yeah. Study from San Diego State University researchers has disproven the popular phrase, the five-second rule, determining that bacteria can, in fact, attach itself to food in less than 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
Yes,
oh,
that's right.
I hope nobody ate that donut I dropped in the floor in the break room and put back in the box yesterday.
I don't care.
What kind of donut was it?
It was red.
Oh, yeah, see. Hello?
Hey, can you imagine that conversation with his fiancée? It's like, wait 5 years to tell me you got $5 million?
Why did you go to that accent?
I thought it was great.
That was very insensitive. But nonetheless, there it is, 7:43. All right, here we go. So it's Halloween movie time. BuzzFeed, those folks have put together a list of 35 little-known facts about Halloween movies. We're not going to do all of them. But one of them, that barf, that stuff in The Exorcist, that was actually Anderson's pea soup. You ever heard that? See, they tried Campbell's soup, but it didn't look right. What does that mean?
Was it the right consistency for green vomit?
It didn't look right?
That's what I ate for breakfast this morning.
Oh!
Campbell's split pea soup.
Oh, what are the chances? Okay.
I don't know. This is just freaky.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Remember that movie that was filmed really right up the road from here, up on off 290, was filmed in chronological order, which really doesn't happen very often.
Really?
Yes.
Something else about the Texas. Is it okay to... The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, when I was in England, everyone's like, oh, yeah, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was like, y'all, it did not happen in Texas. It happened in Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I haven't seen the movie. So.
No, I mean in real life, the events it's based on did not happen in Texas.
Well, there you go. All right.
Just putting that out there.
Okay. Scream, the movie, was once called Scary Movie, which, of course, ended up being the title of the parody of the Scream movies. The original title for Halloween was The Babysitter Murders. But the filmmakers decided they couldn't do that because their budget wasn't big enough to have the story last more than one night. Very nice. Hello?
I have a friend of mine who won a lottery, and to this day, nobody knows he won it. His wife doesn't even know he won it. He's afraid he's going to get a divorce if he let his wife know.
How much did he win?
I think it was $28 million. He took home somewhere around
$20. She doesn't know?
Nobody knows. He just kept it all secret, and he's got a separate bank account that goes to a P.O. box in another town.
All right, well.
Oh, that's going to be bad.
Did he buy a new bass boat? I mean, there must have been something that went on. I mean, there are going to be some lifestyle changes.
Yeah, at some point, it's okay. We've got plenty of money.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I mean, You're not going to continue to drive that rusted out car, are you? But no, I'm not sure. Robin Williams was considered for the role of Jack in The Shining.
Yep.
Stanley Kubrick thought he was a little too psychotic after they saw him on Mork and Mindy. And then also Robert De Niro was considered for the role of Jack, but Stanley Kubrick thought he wasn't psychotic enough after he saw him in Taxi Driver. And Psycho was the first movie to show a toilet flushing.
Really?
There you go.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 20th, learn about composting. Great gardens begin with great soil, and we'll teach you how to manufacture your own great compost this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
When was the last time you stopped to reflect on how fortunate you are? If it's been a while, here's a reminder to practice gratitude. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Barely out of high school, Katie Davis left the comforts of the U.S. to live among the poor in Uganda. It was meant to be a short trip, but today, several years later, she's still there and has adopted 13 young girls. She did it to give them a better life, but she'll tell you those poor, destitute girls have given to her as well, like showing her what it means to practice gratitude. Take the night one of her 11-year-olds was wrapped in a blanket on the cold, hard floor. Katie slid in next to her and asked, why wasn't she in bed? The sleepy girl said, some people don't have a bed. I didn't have a bed. I want to remember what it was like to not have one. That little girl understood how to practice gratitude. It's a lesson we could learn from. What if we slept with our kids on the floor just for a night? Or what if we gave up fast food for a week and donated the money to a community food bank? Simple activities like that can help us remember how blessed we truly are, as well as encourage us to share those blessings with others. For more ways to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation. Now just $11.87 a roll. It's softer and a lot easier to handle. And the new lower price? Well, that's a lot easier on your wallet. For a better insulation job, start with better insulation. Get your hands on Owens Corning EcoTouch, now only $11.87 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. High school football starts a little early this week. The 5-2 Consol Tigers hit the road to the Woodlands to take on the College Park Cavaliers. By the way, Consol is tied for the district lead with the Woodlands at 2-1. Kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock, and Tiger football action is heard right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Get all the details about other Brazos Valley High School football by going to brazosfootball.com. The series between A&M and LSU dates back to 1889. It's been a while, though, since we've seen the Tigers at Kyle, since 1995, as a matter of fact. I sat down and visited with the play-by-play announcer that's done it for the last 30 years for LSU, Jim Hawthorne, and asked him his take on Johnny Football and what he'd see against A&M's offense with LSU's defense.
Well, I don't know what to think about Manziel. What can you think about that? I mean, a true freshman coming in and doing what he did last week, that's mind-boggling. I certainly think that it's a great display by a talented young man. I don't know exactly what it says about the Louisiana Tech defense. It was a tremendous accomplishment. There's no question about that. LSU will certainly have to play an exceptionally good game to try to disrupt him, contain him in some manner. But it will be a little bit of a different type of defense on the field this week than Texas A&M saw last week.
And you can find out just how good it's going to be as kickoff starts at 11 o'clock, and all the action for Aggie football is right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's that time of year again for Aggie's Can this weekend, the largest student-run canned food drive in the nation. First 20,000 people to give a donation of at least a dollar or two canned food items at the football game will receive a free Whataburger coupon, and their slogan, a dollar today keeps the hunger away. Several other promotions on tap, too, with Aggie Soccer and Aggie Volleyball, and to find those, you can find that at WTAW.com. Major League Baseball, 3.5-hour rain delay, and Matt Carpenter lit it up while he was subbing for the injured Carlos Beltran.
Carpenter swings and hits it deep. Right field. It might go. It's a gunner. Over the Cardinals bullpen. Matt Carpenter's first career postseason home run. Puts the Cardinals on top. 2-1 in the third.
Cards added another one to make it 3-1 to take the win from San Fran. The game to take two-game lead in the best-of-seven NLCS championship. After last night's rainout, the Detroit Tigers once again try to sweep New York and the ALCS. First pitch for that game is at 4:07 this afternoon. Nike, Anheuser-Busch and 24 Hour Fitness have all severed ties with Lance Armstrong following evidence that he participated in doping and misled the company for more than a decade. Nike said it would continue to support Livestrong. Speaking of Livestrong, Armstrong has stepped down as the chairman of Livestrong, but will still remain on the board because he wants them to focus on the mission instead of the founder's problems. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency released a massive over 200-page report last week detailing allegations of widespread doping by Armstrong and his team when he won the Tour de France 7 consecutive times from 1999 to 2005. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Join Walden Brook Estates, an independent retirement community, for their first annual bridge tournament, Thursday, October 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Participation in this bridge tournament will be $10 per person, with all proceeds going to benefit breast cancer awareness. Don't miss Walden Brook Estates bridge tournament, with proceeds benefiting breast cancer awareness, Thursday, October 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Teams of two may call and RSVP to Walden Brook Estates by the 19th to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
It's an exciting time when you buy a new home, but it can also be a stressful time. You get overwhelmed very easily. There's a lot of properties out there for sale. That's why you need a realtor that is going to listen to exactly what you want. That's what Zweiker & Associates specializes in doing with buyers. First and foremost, they listen. They're going to sit down with you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who's done this before. They know that you have specific needs, and they're proud of the fact that they take the time to listen and evaluate those needs. Now, you pair that with the time they take to preview and tour properties, and they can be market experts and place you, the buyer, in a perfect home to fit your needs. They're going to sit down with you, find out what you absolutely need, what you absolutely want, what you absolutely don't want, and they're not going to flood the senses with dozens of properties. They're talking 8 to 12 to narrow it down to, and then go look at those and find out which one is your next home. Zweiker & Associates, they listen to what you want. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
The used car market is hot right now, and that's why Allen Honda wants your car regardless of year, make, or model. And it doesn't matter if you're buying one of their cars or not, they want your car. Of course, their feelings wouldn't be hurt if you bought a car from Allen Honda. But regardless, Allen Honda has a huge demand for used cars. So take your car, truck, motorcycle, or SUV today to Allen Honda at Southwest Parkway and Highway 6 and just see what they have to offer. No pressure, no hype, and a great buying or selling experience. Allen Honda has your Honda. 979-696-2424.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, so ended up getting a little phone explosion over that whole Texas Chainsaw Massacre thing.
Oh, is it because I said the wrong state?
Yes. Because
I did. Yeah. It was actually in Wisconsin.
It was, as a matter of fact.
As soon as Ohio came out of my mouth, I thought, that doesn't sound right.
But a lot of people had thought that it had happened in another area of Texas, but it hadn't. And it's interesting. I mean, it goes back to, a long time ago. This guy's name was, back in 1957, this guy's name was Edward Theodore Gein, and actually they used him as a basis of Norman Bates, they said, and also James Gubb, who was in Silence of the Lambs, who was the guy who kind of worshipped Hannibal Lecter. So anyhow, one guy, and he didn't use a chainsaw, and he didn't have a family. He committed like two or three murders. So that was that. There's our Texas Chainsaw Massacre segment for today.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Chainsaw Massacre doesn't sound as scary.
yeah, it really does.
He wasn't nearly as prolific as everybody thought.
No, not at all. You know, we had that that other guy here in Texas who killed like 20 people, right? All right, here we go. Ashton Kutcher Not making 40 million. I know.
Speaking of horror movies.
Really.
Oh.
Not making $40 million like Charlie Sheen did his last year in Two and a Half Men. But anyway, he is the highest paid actor, according to Forbes magazine, on television at $24 million. Hugh Laurie and Ray Romano each made $18 million. In at $14 million, it's a tie between Alec Baldwin, who's on 30 Rock, and Mark Harmon, who is married to Pam Dauber. I went and looked that up. They make $15 million a year. Tim Allen at $14 million. John Cryer at $13 million. This is pretty big money for television, isn't it?
It sure is.
Patrick Dempsey is $12 million, and Jim Parsons and Jason Segel each make $8 million each. That's for being on TV.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. We get about that much.
Put that right there. Yeah, I'll read that, sure.
That whole radio program thing.
Uh-huh, yeah. That,
pokey little radio show makes a lot of money.
Sure, works out well like that. But anyway, it takes a small change in a child's sleeping habits to make a major change in their behavior. Once again, it takes a small change in a child's sleeping habits to make a major change in his behavior or her behavior. Well, we'll do that in a little while. I'm not going to do it yet.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Well, next half hour.
You are the king of the cliffhanger the next 2 days.
People have to go to work. Hey, no matter how long you've been alive or how smart you may be, we often neglect the permanence of the data that we contribute to the Internet. And a web developer, his name is Bill Everyday Interaction, trust, fear, compassion, empathy. It all goes out the window with a screen name. Which is really true.
It's the anonymity.
Exactly. People go out and they attack other folks thinking that it's not out there. And remember, if you say it on the Internet, if you put it out there, it's always going to be there. All right, going to have a nice day today. High of 80 with northeasterly winds. It's 68 now. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A big spike back up in unemployment. First-time jobless claims surged to 388,000 last week, 46,000 more than the prior week when the number plunged to a near four-year low. Why the swings? California underreported claims in the previous report, then added them in the one out this morning.
It's time to finally get a president that'll get this country working again.
Mitt Romney rallying in Virginia last night. President Obama in Iowa said the Republicans' plans are sketchy.
Turns out his jobs math isn't any better than his tax math.
Now, when the election's over, no matter who wins, the president is getting ready to dig in on a big issue. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
White House officials confirm President Obama has threatened to veto any measure to defuse a fiscal time bomb that is caused by the expiration of the Bush tax cuts at the end of the year and the need to raise the debt limit soon, unless higher taxes on wealthier Americans are included. Republicans have been insisting on extending tax cuts for all. A Romney victory would change the dynamic, but a lot of that would depend on which party ends up in control of Congress. Dave?
Like a terror plot busted up in New York City.
Just to think of that is nerve-wracking.
He lived right near the guy caught in a sting operation. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
The plot to blow up the Federal Reserve Building was foiled by an FBI informant who supplied the 21-year-old accused terrorist with a faked bomb. Police say Kwasi Nafis was influenced by Al-Qaeda, but they say he was really just a wannabe, working with single-minded determination to kill Americans.
We have to be vigilant, and I can assure you that we're going to remain vigilant.
NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly saying this case proves the value of using sting operations to neutralize terror plots. Nafis is being held without bail, facing life in prison. Dave.
Jeff, three men under arrest in Denver in the murder of five people in a bar that burned down early yesterday morning.
It appears that the motive of this crime was robbery.
Police Commander Ron Sonnier says the fire was set to try to hide the crime. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
In the parking lot, walking into work, Becky heard a juicy rumor. By lunchtime, her department was humming. By close of business, the entire company was talking about it. Just one thing, the rumor was untrue. It's not easy to rein in runaway gossip, to return workers to work, to calm the victims' hurt and indignation. Becky saw firsthand the harm in time lost, morale bruised, and relationships at the breaking point. She made a brief vow, "I refuse to listen to rumors," she said, "or to repeat the ones I hear." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge, and this much is true. The quickest way to end the gossip is not gossip in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Howdy, Aggs. Only three chances left to see your nationally ranked Fighting Texas Aggie soccer team in action. Friday night, 7 o'clock, Tennessee the opponent at Ellis Field on the A&M campus. The Aggies will be honoring the senior class of 2013 before the game, and there will be a core march-in. So get there early to get your seat. It's also Aggies Can at Aggie Soccer, and you can get in for only $3 by donating to Aggies Can. That's coming up Friday night, 7 o'clock, against Tennessee.
Hey, you know, more than 30 years ago, David Gardner opened his own shop, and even before then, David was designing jewelry and enjoying doing that and still enjoys it to this very day. It's gotten to be a different kind of a world for him, obviously. Years ago, he added other jewelry designers so that he could get their creations in there as well. So the looks that you get from David Gardner's can be as diverse as your tastes are. Now's a great time for you to stop in and see what they have as you get toward the end of the year and gift-giving time. If you don't see what you want and you want to have it designed, you know they can do that for you as well at David Gardner's. Remember, they're your authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service as well. So really, no matter what you're looking for, if it is for Christmas or if it is for a special, more personal-type gift, remember that David Gardner's may well have created something very close to what you're looking for. If not, they can do it, or they have other jewelry designers that they have examples of that you can see. So from anything that might be several small stones to one gigantic stone, necklaces, pendants, diamond studs, pearls, the basics when it comes to jewelry or something more personal and memorable from a personal standpoint. David Gardner's can do that for you. 911 University Drive.
When you're on the road, things sometimes treat have a way of appearing out of nowhere, which is why the BMW 3 Series comes raccoon with features to help keep you focused. BMW apps connect you to Facebook, Twitter, email, and Pandora hands-free, and the BMW head-up display projects speed navigation onto the windshield. Also, garden gnome, you can stay focused jogger on the road ahead. The BMW 3 Series is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine, Squirrel.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:05 at 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An aggravated kidnapping reported in College Station last weekend has led to more arrests. Officer Rhonda Seaton says detectives learned what was first reported as a meeting between a local music promoter and rappers from the Houston area turned out to be a failed drug deal.
People always believe that once an arrest is made, the investigation stops, but many times that's when the investigations really get rolling, as in this case.
That led to local and federal authorities visiting multiple locations Wednesday morning.
Our SWAT team, assisted by our patrol, Brian SWAT and Brian Patrol, and a SWAT team from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Around 6 a.m., they attempted a warrant service at multiple locations in Bryan College Station.
23-year-old Candice Brooks and 30-year-old Nicholas Johnson of College Station were arrested for aggravated robbery and residential burglary. That brings the number arrested so far to 5. A Bryan woman is hospitalized in critical condition following a house fire. Investigator Fred Taylor says the 80-year-old woman was asleep when neighbors and family members pulled her out of the home Tuesday evening.
The only injury was the lady that was inside asleep. The people that got her out actually put their life in jeopardy getting her out because they went through the side of the room that had the fire in it. Bring her out.
Taylor says the fire at 205 Lynn, south of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course, was a total loss. Red Cross assistance was offered to the son who shared the house. The cause remains under investigation. The College Station School Board is looking towards another bond issue. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the district's 9 elementary schools are at a combined 93% capacity.
We would love for them to be at 100% capacity. The problem is, in a growing school district, you have to be a little ahead in order to stay ahead of the game. So 93% is great, but because of our growth trends, we won't stay at 93% very long. when we get to be over 100% capacity, we would like to have another building on the ground, which we anticipate would be 2015.
During the next several months, there will be discussion of a 10th elementary, a 3rd intermediate, and a 3rd middle school. Business during this week's board meeting included extending Colson's contract by 1 year through June of 2015 and giving the superintendent a pay increase of 1.5%. Opponents of a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport won't see the College Station City Council consider sending a message to state officials. Mayor Nancy Berry says the council won't meet again before a deadline set by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
I think next Wednesday, the 24th, is the last day to make any kind of appeal, and the council won't be meeting till the 25th, so we don't have time.
The council did get TCEQ to hold a public hearing in July, of which nearly all opposing property owners say they were never notified. Since then, the state has received almost 300 public comments, about two-thirds against a landfill that would collect construction debris. According to the TCEQ website, no comments have been submitted by individual council members. While the landfill application meets all legal requirements, a permit has not been issued. A state transportation official says the tax you pay at the pump isn't working when it comes to building roads. Commissioner Bill Meadows says the existing way of using gasoline tax to build roads has exhausted its usefulness.
We're going to have to continue to be creative, and we're going to have to ultimately have a new source or sources of revenue. We truly are at about the end of the line.
He tells the I-35 West Coalition meeting a combination of Proposition 12 money and private money is the only way construction is about to get underway on I-35 West, the most congested stretch of highway in Texas. And with the November 6th general election nearing, the Justice Department is making it clear that election fraud is a federal offense. Plans are already in place to make sure it's a fair election, and federal prosecutors will be on duty election day until the polls close, ready to take phone calls if there is suspected fraud. Aaron Martin, one of the monitors, says the fraud can run both ways, either against the voter by threats or intimidation, or by the voter who may try to cast an illegal ballot.
It would call either the FBI or the U.S. Attorney's Office. By Department of Justice policy, we have to contact the Civil Rights Division's voting section in Washington, D.C.
If there is a crime, it could carry a 10-year prison term. WTOW News Time is 8:10 at 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two material, and used drill pipes. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary or number one material, and new structural pipes. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask their competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information and possibly samples from new business. Get your business. That doesn't have to be a new business. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
As promised, cooler and drier weather moving into the area for today as high pressure builds south into the state of Texas. We'll see lots of sun today, high 78 to 83. Clear, comfortably cool tonight, down at 50 to 55. Another pleasant day shaping up for tomorrow. High pressure in control, lots of sun near 80. Clear skies tomorrow night, 55 to 60. It'll be mostly sunny and warmer by Saturday, high Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so as aforementioned before the news, Takes just a small change in a child's sleeping habits to make a big change in his or her behavior. Findings of a study published in the journal Pediatrics, which is probably a good place if you're talking about kids, right?
Generally speaking, yeah.
You know, better than some septuagenarian magazine or something. Anyway, details how researchers divided children into two groups. Over a period of 5 days, one group of kids got 27 minutes more sleep each night than the other group. The children who had more sleep at night were less likely to be sleepy during the day. I guess that makes sense. Which means they were less emotional. They were less likely to start crying and get really angry very quickly. Teachers reported the kids who got more sleep were able to sit still, pay better attention in class as well. Again, this would have to be all things being equal. As somebody who probably has ADD, I'm not saying that the amount of sleep I got would have anything to do with that. Researchers say that parents need to make sleep a priority with their kids. Oh, sure. Yeah, let's be sure and do that. Because, once again, one of the groups they're talking to are 12 to 18-year-olds. Parents of 12 to 18-year-olds, when you say to your child, it's time to go to bed, what's the typical reaction going to be there? Right. Experts suggest newborns get 15 to 16 hours of sleep per day. Children a month through a year, 14 to 15 hours. If they're between 1 and 3 years old, 12 to 14 hours. Kids who are 3 to 6, 10 to 12 hours. And then your 7 to 12-year-olds, about 11 hours. And again, 12 to 18-year-olds need 8 to 9 hours of sleep. My thought is they're not getting that, okay? Just saying.
Probably new. Yeah.
Now, and while you're talking about kids in beds, the summer camp where I worked, one thing that helps if your kid wets the bed, I had a camper who wetted the bed, and I had to wake her up, I think it was either 30 minutes or an hour after she'd gone to sleep, and something about disrupting the sleep cycle, waking the kid up and having them use the bathroom then and then go back to bed helps them to keep from wetting the bed during
really?
The rest of the night. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, again, it's our sleep cycles. We don't think about it, but obviously it makes a little bit of a difference here. Sean's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Wonderful.
How are you?
All right. What have we got going on today?
Well, I'd like to mention to everybody, all of your listeners, in case they didn't know this already, all month long, the month of October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to animals.bryantx.gov, mm-hmm. You can view all the animals that we have there at the shelter, and you can actually get a dog, for free.
What?
For free.
Okay.
Did you see? I got
yeah.
your attention.
No
I
kidding.
Said free.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So it's free to adopt a dog all month of October with a donation.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, any donation that you would like to make to the animal center would be appreciated. Dogs are free. If you're a cat person, which I'm not.
Yeah.
They're $25.
Right. There's some out there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Now you're going to get cat all mad.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Right. Okay. So if they want some more information, what do they do?
They go to animals.bryantx.gov or bryananimalcenter.com.
Okay.
Cat racist.
Yeah.
No, the deal is cats are worth it.
Oh, is that
They're
it?
Worth the $25.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the cats don't love you as much,
no,
though.
No, they really don't.
No, hey now.
All right, so we got a guest.
I brought a guest with me today. We have a new PIO in the Bryan Police Department, and I decided to drag her around everywhere I go as an armed escort.
Oh, good. I like that. Okay.
So, I think it's abuse.
Yeah, it's abuse. Kelly McKeithen, our new PIO for Bryan PD, is here to talk about what's going on in Bryan PD.
Excuse me. Kelly's going to do that after she plays Jethro Trivia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
How are you,
see,
Kelly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Trivia.
Are you from here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I grew up here.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
All right. Now, your name Consolidated or Bryan?
Bryan High.
That's right.
Go Vikes.
We won't hold it against you.
She gave me an amazing tour of the police facilities.
Oh, did she?
I had a good time hanging out with Kelly. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
How many of them consolidated? Check the scores on. Well, don't check last week. Don't check last week. But no. Okay. So anyway, do you know about Jethro Trivia?
No.
Okay. Jethro Trivia is our oddly little informative, and Sean, you're playing too. Don't forget. Quiz about pop culture and things that are going on, current events. So
I fail.
Okay. No, you'll be fine. I'll ask you a question, and it's multiple choice.
Okay.
And you get to listen to other. You're going to get to answer last, so you get to hear the other people's answers. Not that that would make much difference.
If you know Scott and you know that he can do pop culture, anybody can play this game.
Really. Okay. Yeah, really. Yeah. Okay. Apple released a mysterious invitation this week to industry insiders for an event largely expected to preview what? Is it A, a larger iPhone, B, a sexier Siri, C, a smaller iPad, or D, a detachable Android faceplate? Again, Apple released a mysterious invitation this week to industry insiders for an event largely expected to preview what? A, a larger iPhone, B, a sexier Siri, C, a smaller iPad, or D, a detachable Android faceplate. Now, you'll go last, so, okay. Kevin?
Smaller iPad.
Okay. All right, Kat?
Also, I'm going to go with smaller iPad.
Okay. We're going to call you K-Sean today so that everybody's name will start with a K. That'd
okay, I'm okay neat. With that.
Okay, all right.
All right, I would like to say detachable Android faceplate.
Oh, I like that, too. Okay, and Kelly?
Well, nothing seems to be getting larger, so I'm going to go with the majority here on the small iPad.
Okay, that's it. It's a smaller iPad. There you go. They sent out emails to members of the press on Tuesday for the invitation event, invitation-only event, San Jose, California. Next Tuesday, the one-line message, we've got a little more to show you, so we'll see what happens. So, see, you're 1-0.
I am.
Okay, so undefeated. I know you probably want to retire. All right, so anyhow, tell us what, now you've been with PD, you just haven't been the public information officer,
correct.
Is that right?
Okay. I've been with the PD 12 years.
Okay, all right. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, you mentioned free stuff a while ago.
Yeah.
I've got some free stuff for you as well.
Okay.
October 24th, we are having the Pink Heels event at Lowe's parking lot from 5 to 8. They're going to have some free refreshments, popcorn, hot dogs, I believe. We're going to have bounce houses for the kids. All the emergency vehicles are going to be out there. And the Guardian of the Ribbons are bringing their pink police vehicle and fire truck.
Oh, very good.
Yes. It's
a pink fire truck?
Pink fire truck.
Oh.
I know you were thinking pink heels like Sean was going to prance around in high heels.
Yeah, that'd be something, yeah.
But no, this is cancer awareness.
Sure
is. We're bringing awareness to all women's cancer.
Yeah.
We encourage you to come out. There are some T-shirts for sale, if you would like, and they are very cool looking. You got one yet?
I will get one at the event.
All right.
Okay.
All of them. I'm going to get one of each.
Okay.
Yes. If you want to look at them and purchase them, you can go online at www.protectbfd.org. We're coupling with the fire department for this event.
Mm-hmm.
They're 15 in advance or 20 at the event.
Okay. Very good.
So that way the shirt will match his heels.
Yeah, that's right,
that's
when you
right.
put the heels on, right?
It's a very stylish shirt.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, very good. Thanks a lot, Kelly.
Yes.
Good to meet you.
Thank
Look forward
you.
To seeing you in the future. And, Sean, we'll see you again soon.
All right, thank
All right, you.
You
bet. Visit with the folks from Brian on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.
Four new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It looks like the big drop in first-time unemployment claims reported for the week of October 6th was, in fact, a fluke. The Labor Department counted 388,000 new filings last week, 46,000 more than the previous week. The October 6th number reflected a change in the way California reported its new claims. Goldman Sachs has lowered its oil price outlook for 2013. Goldman's forecast had been among the most bullish in the industry, but the bank says oil output is soaring in the U.S. and Canada. Goldman says the American shale boom has been a surprise. There's a report Newsweek will cease publication at the end of the year. A post on the Daily Beast website says the weekly magazine will switch to an all-digital format in 2013. American Express posted stronger numbers for the latest quarter, but revenues fell short. Wall Street forecasts. Stock market futures are pointing a little lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Parts Plus Auto Parts stores and car care centers invite you to enter the Let's Go to Hawaii sweepstakes. You could win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Hawaii to participate in football All-Star Weekend festivities. There are hundreds of other fabulous prizes as well, and there will be winners at every Parts Plus location. Get details and enter at any participating Parts Plus parts store or car care center. If you want to win a Hawaiian vacation, and if you want the best parts and service for your car, not just parts, Parts Plus. Enter today.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs trying to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new Silverado Texas Edition from Team Chevy for $11,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Tahoe LTZ for $8,000 off. And we've got 0% for 60 months. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Meet your friends for lunch today at Ninfa's Mexican Restaurant. Lunch at Ninfa's, fresh and fast, and a great value with weekday specials just $5.99. Enjoy Ninfa's famous fajitas for only $5.99. Tacos, enchiladas, burritos, and more. Ninfa's on the Earl Rudder Freeway between Harvey Road and University Drive. Dine in, take out, and delivery available too. Or host a private business meeting in the party room. Join us for happy hour weekdays 3 to 6. Ninfa's, home of the Ninfarita and creating Ninfomaniacs since 1995.
Hey, it's 824, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, kind of an interesting story. High school Spanish teacher in Georgia being accused of bullying one of her students who suffers from a severe nut allergy by burning a scented candle containing nut oil and apparently triggering an allergic reaction.
Well, that's no bueno.
No.
How would the teacher even know that some kid had a nut allergy?
No, that is a big thing in school.
Oh, it is?
Literally, some of the kids are so allergic to peanuts, like the kids can't bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich into the room.
Okay, see, yeah.
Well, I mean, would a candle,
well,
is
apparently
that the same as...
With the oil in it? Absolutely.
The teen's mom says the teacher knew about her daughter's allergy and was warned by the school nurse not to burn the candle in the classroom, but did so anyway. The 16-year-old saw the nurse 7 times during this teacher's Spanish class last semester for what her mother described as allergic reactions, and was treated with Benadryl. When it was determined the classroom candle was causing the problem, the teacher agreed to remove the candle, but her daughter kept breaking out and wound up failing the class. The student filed a complaint. Allegedly, the teacher later admitted to lighting the candle all semester, but blew it out when the girl entered the room. Wow.
Nice lady.
Yeah, because I'm thinking there probably would be some other type of candle that you could burn like. I mean, I understand you may like that one, but maybe that's just not the one that you should use.
Why don't you go get the vanilla kind?
For sure. Huh. Or coconut. Oh, man.
Very, very, very strange thing. And again, of course, I don't know. Maybe that teacher is a member of a union and you can't do anything about that.
That is entirely possible.
Yeah. So you see those little Listerine breath strip dealies, you know?
That melt on your tongue?
That's it. Dissolvable wafers. I used to use them to wake up in the morning. And which was okay until one day, you know, if the slightest bit of moisture, just a slight bit of moisture gets in there, they bond with one another.
Yes.
I thought I popped one of those in my mouth and there were about 9 of them.
Wow!
Opened my eyes, that's for sure. Now, are they still around? I mean, I don't know.
I haven't seen them for a long time.
Yeah, they're square shaped.
For a while, I remember Chase and I both were hooked on them. We would, you have to have one of those things, which is terrible.
Interesting.
But nonetheless. But the deal is that technology seems to be working in a new way. The dissolvable dissolvable oral strips are the brainchild of a team of researchers at the University of Texas at another city. Be like
that other school?
It is, yes. As they dissolve, they release a controlled dose of the local anesthetic benzocaine, same ingredient found in products like throat lozenges. Another important ingredient is a therapeutic polymer, something that helps the injured tissue heal, so you can actually use it. For a problem inside your mouth.
Maybe now.
Yeah. Like that. But anyway, but I've also seen, I guess, like Theraflu or something, some kind of medicine for kiddos who, you may not want to do the liquid and they may not take pills very well, and so you just pop that on.
That's a great idea.
It really is. It's taking that kind of technology and moving it forward. Okay, now we have shoes that can kick and bite in one single motion. That's right, shoes with teeth. Teeth. A pair of classic lace-up dress shoes with rubber soles replaced by over 1,000 pearly whites. Basically, you're walking on the teeth. They aren't human.
What?
They're made out of plastic.
Why?
I don't... Well, it's fashion, you know? Oh. Of course, it's fashion. Yeah.
I'm not that cool.
No, where? Fashion or art, maybe. It's either... It could well be.
It would be like walking in cleats.
Yeah. And again, well, this could be like soft cleats for golf, maybe.
There you go.
That would be kind of a new look. That might work. Anyway, it's 28 after. Hello?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the name of them were Stompies.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, have you seen those things where you can aerate your lawn?
Yes.
Yeah, the giant spikes you supposedly could just tramp through your grass
yes,
with?
Yes, from what I understand, they don't work because they're not big enough.
Can't imagine that necessarily would work. Okay, Gangnam Style, is that right? Is that what that thing's called?
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style, that's it. Okay, 14 lifeguards fired last month after appearing in uniform at the city pool in a video parody of Gangnam Style now have their jobs back. The city council in the Southern California town of El Monte were originally really in a snit over the employees' conduct standards, but the lifeguards argued that they were off the clock when they made the video and the pool was closed. The controversy obviously quickly gained attention as the lifeguards received support from many local residents and even from PSI. That's apparently the chubby little guy who recorded this thing. It shows lifeguards in city-issued swimsuits dancing underwater and on diving boards. The council got really angry about that. I checked this thing today. It's had 2.3 million views. So obviously the city council said, okay, well.
Well, Gangnam has had 482 million.
Is that right?
It's pretty harmless, I would say.
Oh.
They could be dancing a lot worse kind of dances.
There's no doubt. I mean, yeah, that's... Uh-huh.
And I Skyped my friend who lives in Korea last weekend, and she said, really, what Gangnam is, it's kind of like Rodeo Drive.
Right, yeah, we've
so
talked about that.
So it's not specifically Hollywood.
Yeah, upscale, right, just kind of an upscale thing. And again, it could be a lot worse. The kids seem to, I mean, it seems to be clean, and the kids seem to enjoy it. Now, and this guy's already been around for a while, is that right? This is like, he's not like a one-hit wonder, is that right?
I've never heard of him until now.
Well, yes, okay. But he could be a big star in Korea, and we would never know that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we'll see. And, you know, maybe we can get him at Reed Arena. That'd be great.
Yeah, because that's what you want.
Sure, exactly. Let's do some news.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy tastes baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Fire Department has not determined the cause of a house fire Tuesday evening south of the municipal golf course. Investigator Fred Taylor says family members and neighbors pulled out an 80-year-old woman who had been asleep.
Talking to some of the family, she's in CCU, critical. Was one other gentleman, her son, lived in the house with her, and he was not here at the time. The house is a total loss. They have no insurance. The only thing the people got out with was whatever they had on. Red Cross has been contacted, and the gentleman's been given the Red Cross's phone number.
Taylor says the fire at 205 Lynn Drive did not threaten neighboring homes. Two more arrests have been made from an aggravated kidnapping in College Station last weekend. 30-year-old Nicholas Johnson and 23-year-old Candice Brooks are accused of residential burglary and aggravated robbery. Officer Rhonda Seaton says they were picked up Wednesday morning during a sweep made involving College Station and Bryan Police, as well as the FBI.
Investigation's not over with these two arrests. It's ongoing, and as a result, we can't release a whole lot of information at this time. We will have, however, try to release more details as they become available.
Five arrests have been made so far.
There is a lot of loose ends that our investigators are still trying to tie up, and we do not want to compromise the overall investigation by releasing some of the more finite details too early.
Investigators now say it was a failed drug deal that led to the victim being kidnapped and threatened with a gun. The clock will run out before the College Station City Council can consider an official position on a private landfill proposed west of Easterwood Airport. Mayor Nancy Berry says the next council meeting is the day after the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality closes the window on public comments.
That doesn't mean to say that any individual councilman couldn't, you know, write a letter requesting additional information or additional hearing or reopening of the case or any of that sort of thing.
As of October 4th, the last day TCEQ posted public comments on its website, no comments had been received by individual council members. About two-thirds of the nearly 300 letters received by the state are opposed to the landfill. While a permit has not been issued, state officials say the landfill application meets all legal requirements. On the heels of the College Station School District completing nearly all projects from a 2009 bond issue, discussion begins of three new buildings. Superintendent Eddie Colson says an update was given at this week's school board meeting, proposing a third middle school, a third intermediate, and a 10th elementary.
In a perfect world, over the course of the next several months, we would really decide what the planning process looks like and then set a calendar for when the next bond election might be. And then begin working on what do those projects include.
School board action included extending the superintendent's contract another year through June of 2015. Colson was given a pay raise of 1.5%, the same percentage given earlier this year to CSISD employees. The tax you pay at the pump isn't enough to build the expressways we need in Texas. That's according to Bill Meadows, a state transportation commissioner.
DFW connector, $1 billion, 35 segments, 3A, 3B, $1.6 billion. You just consumed the entire revenue source in two projects. Without adequate transportation infrastructure capacity, this economy will stall.
Meadows says it took a combination of gas tax, Proposition 12 money, and private funding to get approval to rebuild I-35 West in North Fort Worth. That project won't be completed until 2018, and he says it's time to find other sources for highway construction money. Today, the victims of Major Nadal Hassan's alleged rampage at Fort Hood that left 13 people dead will begin an effort to get the Pentagon to admit that it was a terrorist attack. Kimberly Munley, one of the civilian police officers who shot Hassan, wants the attack classified as a terror attack, not simply workplace violence.
All I want is for the government to take responsibility and to, you know, acknowledge the fact that they failed on their part.
She says if they were victims of terrorism, those wounded and the families of those who died will be eligible for compensation, as well as military members will receive the Purple Heart. WTAW News Time is 8:34 at 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Hey, anytime we do get a little cool breeze like we have today, you start thinking about, man, I would love to spend some time this weekend doing things the way that I want to. And you really can do that. RV Station can help you with it. And remember, if you are an RV buyer or you want to be, now is the time to stop in at RV Station because they are liquidating everything at the biggest inventory reduction sale in their history. Now, here are the dates, 25th through the 27th of October. Go scope them out now, and that way you'll know when you get there exactly what you're looking for. It's October the 25th through the 27th. That's the inventory liquidation sale that's going on. You've got 72 hours to save. The boss says, got to sell it right, got to do it right now, and they will do that. Doesn't matter if it's toy haulers or towable campers or fifth wheels, you can save thousands and thousands of dollars at RV Station. Everything has been slashed down to the bone for this event. The best brands in the country, the names that you know, they're Puma, they're Rockwood, they're Jayco, Avalanche, and many more. You can save up to 50% off the MSRP on selected pre-owned units as well, so don't miss out on this. There's lots of money to be lent as well, with rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. So check out all the incredible prices online at rvstationonline.com. We can get down to see him at RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. And once again, the dates of the event, October 25th through the 27th at RV Station. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
As promised, cooler and drier weather moving into the area for today as high pressure builds south into the state of Texas. We'll see lots of sun today, high 78 to 83. Clear, comfortably cool tonight, down to 50 to 55. Another pleasant day shaping up for tomorrow, high pressure in control, lots of sun near 80. Clear skies tomorrow night, 55 to 60. It'll be mostly sunny and warmer by Saturday, high Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you know how kids build things out of Lego? I mean, you can. I think this Baumgartner guy who just jumped out of the parachute, you know, the parachute thing.
Uh-huh.
I think there was a Lego. Somebody built a Lego thing of that. So.
Oh, they wow. made a movie of it. It's on his page and it's hilarious.
Oh, is it okay?
It's all right, really
so,
cool.
So a lot of kids do that, and so Legos is cool for building stuff. But there's a kid in Ontario, Canada. Who, he's 11 years old. His name is Maximus Dacey. He has built a 23-foot tall sculpture based on the Transformer movie character.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, again, he's 11 years old. I don't know how tall he is, but this thing's 23 feet. He had to do that outside, right? I mean,
that or they got a real big house.
Oversized toy was constructed entirely out of old car parts, including transmissions and doorknobs. The family, runs an antique store. Oh, well, there. That probably helps out a little bit, where he started pilfering the spare parts. The idea came to Maximus as his family was looking for a way to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the store called Primitive Designs. Biggest challenge still to come, finding a place where, now that it's been built, they can store it out of the elements. Good luck with that. And again, 23 feet tall. So, Arnold Schwarzenegger, what a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Was it 2 weeks ago? He's out ahead of the release of his book. You know, he was any place that could fog a mirror. They'd let him come in there and talk. He was on 60 Minutes, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, it's the book is called Total Recall. Well, the first week of book sales is out, and he sold 21,000 copies.
Are you sure it's not Total Recall?
Yeah.
You have to say it in his voice.
Please don't.
Yeah. So that's 21,000 books. Just to give you an idea, No Easy Day, that's the Navy SEAL's account of the killing of Osama bin Laden, sold 254,000 its first week out.
No kidding.
Yeah. Again, Arnold, 21,000. And J.K. Rowling's book, The Casual Vacancy, in the first 6 days, sold 350,000.
Yikes.
And did I mention that Arnold sold 21? So.
Okay, since we're doing Hollywood, can I do this?
Oh, sure.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack at Augusta.
All right, so everybody knows Carl Spackler from Caddyshack.
Yes, Bill Murray. Yeah.
Right. Bill Murray knows a guy named Mitch Glazer. They're friends. He's a screenwriter. Well, Mitch Glazer's married to Kelly Lynch.
So that's his real claim to fame.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're fairly close and pretty good friends. And so every time Bill Murray sees a television with Roadhouse on it,
which is probably almost every day someplace.
Right. Yeah. If you're familiar, Kelly Lynch and Patrick Swayze end up hooking up.
Okay.
So every time they hook up in the movie, Bill calls.
Bill calls.
As Carl Spackler calls the husband.
Really?
Calls Miss Glazer. He goes, your wife is on TV again with Patrick Swayze.
And it might be in a different time zone.
But he got his brother involved with it.
Okay.
So Mitch Glazer's brother now does that. So no matter where they are on the planet, whether it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in Russia, they'll call him and say, hi, Kelly's with Patrick again.
A reason to turn your phone off.
I can see myself doing that to some of my friends. If I saw their
sure.
star wife on TV.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just to annoy him, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would.
You know, sometimes, and it's interesting, sometimes people who are in the spotlight fall out of the spotlight, okay? They're not as popular anymore.
Sure.
Well, as a result, because of the internet or whatever, they end up being portrayed as dead in some cases. So the death hoax comes rolling out. So a list of celebrities who you thought were dead but are still alive, like Zach Braff. Is that his name? Never heard of him?
Mm-mm.
He's from Scrubs. Yeah, he's from Scrubs.
I never watched that one.
All right, it said he committed suicide. That wasn't true. Val Kilmer, One of my favorite actors.
He's been dead a couple times.
He really has. Well, you know what? His career is dead, but...
Oh.
Well, he's horrible. He's a horrible actor. He's just a horrible actor.
Well, they can't all be good actors.
Well, you know, if they're going to be starring in movies like Batman, they need to be. And he's just not.
He
anyway,
was good in Real Genius.
Was he? Yeah, he's not one. Anyway, a frequent victim of death hoaxes. He actually was going, he's still alive, we think, and he was going to run for the governor of New Mexico. He wanted to get into politics in New Mexico. Another one who gets the death hoax is Sinbad. In 2007, his Wikipedia page said he died from a heart attack.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, but he's still alive. Now, he does owe the state of California $2.5 million in back taxes.
Yikes.
A few years ago, apparently, John Goodman was a death hoax.
Yes.
But he's a working actor. You kind of see him around.
He was out of pocket for a while, though, because he was in rehab.
Ah, that's it.
But
okay.
That was basically the Mama Cass Elliot scenario.
Oh, okay. I got you. One of the best, though, Abe Vigoda. Apparently the greatest victim of the celebrity death rumor mill.
Well, Fishes looked like he was dead since he did Barney Miller.
And that's the thing. But here's the problem. See, in 1982... I mean, long before the internet, in 1982, People magazine reported he was dead.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
Yeah, several times through the interview in the magazine, they said the late Vigoda. So he was doing a play in Calgary at that time. So he caught wind of this, and somebody let him know. So he went to a mortuary, hopped into a coffin, was sitting up and holding the People magazine article that said he was dead. Of course, it made the front page of Variety. And resurrected him again. He's still around. He's 92 years old. But he did. He looked old beyond his years a long, long time ago.
Yeah, he looked 92 in the 70s in Barney Miller.
Yeah, he really did. So, you know, that's certainly understandable. So there you are.
Now, there's two you didn't bring up that I'm surprised you didn't bring
up.
Okay. Morgan Freeman. That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was. I remember that.
And then also, for years and years, I had heard that the guy from Blue's Clues, I think his name is Steve Burns.
Okay.
They always said, oh, yeah, he was depressed and committed suicide. And I always thought, well, that's really sad, a children's show host committing suicide. Actually, it turned out he quit because he was going bald and he wanted to pursue a career in music. I found that out years later, and I was like, wow.
See, and again, that's what happens with the internet. You end up with so much bad information out there. But nonetheless, there we go. Abe Vigoda is still alive. And, in fact, there is a website. There is a website that is called abevigoda.com. And you go there right now, and there's a picture of him, and it says, Abe Vigoda is alive.
Oh, I'm checking this
That's
out.
That's it. That's all there is. That's it. It's a picture of him, and it says, Abe Vigoda is alive. And so, obviously, we'll run to that when he passes and see if they've updated the website. Christopher Watts was dumbfounded when police in Akron, Ohio, told him he was under arrest. What for? Well, officers say they found him at 2 a.m. using a sledgehammer on a wall of a convenience store so he could get, quote, the rest of that beer, end quote. He also told officers he thought the store needed, quote, to have a drive-up window, so he was helping there. Watts reportedly told police, how could I be charged with breaking and entering? I didn't even get in.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatball's trying to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team in Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of
Karastan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karastan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karastan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Beautiful. Join Walden Brook Estates, an independent retirement community, for their first annual bridge tournament, Thursday, October 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. Participation in this bridge tournament will be $10 per person, with all proceeds going to benefit breast cancer awareness. Don't miss Walden Brook Estates Bridge Tournament, with proceeds benefiting breast cancer awareness, Thursday, October 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. Teams of two may call and RSVP to Walden Brook Estates by the 19th to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
About 12 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So...
Hey, Vigoda's still alive.
Yeah.
We'll keeping you up to date.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date on it. Essay over an online magazine, Slate, raises an intriguing question. Should we screen the brains of kids to look for genetic markers suggesting they'll turn into violent criminals? The idea...
It's a little...
Yeah, it's a little Minority Report-ish.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
You remember that movie with Tom Cruise, where they basically stop things before the crime happens. The idea would be to identify the kids and provide behavioral help before it's too late. Science is close to making this possible. Mutations in the MAOA gene, for example, look to be an early warning sign, which means it's time to start considering all the ramifications. Would there be a stigma involved? So, as they say, it's not a Minority Report-like future in which would-be criminals are caught and arrested before committing the crimes. Rather, the author says, it would be a new technology to use to identify at-risk kids and treat them before they inflict irreparable damage on themselves and others.
That's
it
creepy.
It makes me think of Gattaca.
Okay. I hadn't seen that. I don't know why.
It's similar. I mean, it's an old movie.
Well, I understand, but why?
Just because it's the same sort of kind of, can we control? I mean, just my first thought hearing you talk about that is, well, what if it's a gene that, you know, what if they're, it could be for brilliance or for something bad.
I understand. Yeah. That's, well.
Kind of like how, you know, if an artist is more in tune with their emotions, so they're able to do greater highs, but also lows, but you can't get the highs without the lows. You know what I mean?
That's what this is all about, is the idea. If you identify and you make that correction, then aren't you turning people into some sort of emotional cattle?
Kinda.
Always the same? We're all going to be doing this? We're all going to be marching in the same direction, all wearing gray high-collared shirts? I mean, what? And again, are you playing God if you do something like that?
Slippery slope for sure.
Obviously, if you say, gosh, we're going to be able to reduce the number of criminals and it will keep them from, quote, inflicting irreparable damage on themselves and others, end quote. Okay, who would not be for that? I mean, but if we all end up being lemmings, why would we want to do that? Here we go, news of population explosion. It's the squirrel population. Parts of the country reporting a squirrel boom, so to speak. They're rats with fuzzy tails.
And they taste like chicken.
Yeah, they do. I don't know that. The increase.
I like squirrel.
Do you like squirrel?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to tell us how you first ate squirrel?
After I shot it with my dad, we took it home and ate it.
Where were you living then?
I was here in Texas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you invite the neighbors over, did you? No.
I graduated from Leander High School. My school fight song was Dueling Banjos, Moving On.
Yeah, did you just eat one?
No, we got a couple.
Kind of like Lay's potato chips, huh? Hello?
And the red light cameras were not for ticketing. They were only for traffic investigation.
That's exactly right. They were for traffic investigation. What they were is a revenue stream that we let dry up in College Station.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. Look at how many more pieces of outside art we could have in College Station if we'd had red light cameras. It's terrible.
The P. David Romay building
That's
could be
it.
Even bigger.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. I'm not telling you my name.
Okay.
But let me tell you this. When I was about in the first grade, I went to school with a roast sandwich. The roast was coon.
Huh?
She ate raccoon.
Okay, I told everybody how good my raccoon sandwich was.
Right.
We went to a very, very small school. It was all in the same place. My older brothers, who had shot the coon, about killed me.
Because you
told... Because I told everybody that we ate coon. Okay, we was poor, okay? Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know that there was a deer season until I was grown. If you went in the woods, you came home and ate what you bought.
Yeah, yeah. That's, and may I
so
ask?
Kevin, way to go.
Thank you.
Okay, that's good. Huh. Don't come back from the woods empty-handed is all I'm saying. Right?
I didn't know there was a deer season.
I love that.
That's great.
Great line. Oh, all right. So anyway, tell you about the squirrels to tell you this. Apparently, Tom Coburn, who's a senator from Oklahoma, found waste in the government. I know it's shocking. Waste in federal government. One of the things that he found was robotic squirrels. Apparently, we are spending money on robotic squirrels.
Do these cost more or less than the robotic cockroaches?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, I guess they probably got to cost more because they're bigger. But again, don't eat a... Oh, I can't get over coon. I can't get that out of my head. Is it like pulled pork? Is it pulled coon?
Oh,
I've never had coon.
You
so
have
I don't
to
know.
Roast it with sweet potatoes.
Is that just a suggestion or is this
no,
a
I've been
experience?
On a coon hunt.
Uh-huh.
And the little old man that took us was like, "Yeah, you got to eat that coon with sweet potatoes."
Yeah, and did you?
We actually did not get a coon, which I was somewhat relieved about.
Why? Because you didn't want to see that cute little thing get all cut up and eaten? Is that it?
Well, I mean, I would eat it. I just, having the dogs chase it was a little disheartening. Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, talking about the senator that found waste, I was surprised that the NFL qualifies as a nonprofit organization.
Oh, why is that? I don't know that. Do they?
It was there. They qualify as nonprofit, and they made over $9 billion last year.
I was going to say.
They're nonprofit.
Yeah, they've got a heck of a revenue stream for a nonprofit.
No
Hello?
Kidding.
You know where the robotic squirrel came from?
No.
The guy working on the robotic cockroach has ADD, and there was a squirrel.
Hey, look, a squirrel.
Yeah. Here, go get him. Anyway. Well, I mean, do you simmer it for a long time? Do you use crab boil with it?
Bake it in the oven.
Really?
Yeah. Bake it in the oven.
Yeah.
You're a city slicker, ain't you?
Well, I kind of am, but I mean, I like venison and that kind of stuff. And I've had friends who lived in Louisiana who ate squirrel. I know that. Just raccoon really takes me in another direction.
That's probably the difference. Well, see, when I was growing up, it was deer meat.
Yeah.
I think if you're hoity-toity city folk, you call it venison.
Yeah, here's the deal. I mean, how many cooking shows are there now?
A million and five.
There's a million of them.
You know, though, at least raccoon is not quite as greasy as a possum. Because y'all haven't brought up a possum yet.
No, we haven't. Hello.
I have not eaten a possum. I did not mean to ruin your day, Scott.
You didn't. No, you didn't.
It was good. My mama could cook anything.
But were you the only one at the school that ate raccoon? I mean, brought a raccoon sandwich.
Well, I don't know. I was in the first grade. Probably not.
Yeah.
But everybody else probably knew not to say things like that.
Yeah, that may be. They had their filter up.
Just
yeah.
A little better upbringing.
I just said,
I'm just being silly.
Right. The thing is, that's what she thought. I mean, everybody does that. And that's why her older brother got upset. Probably couldn't get a date with the girl that he wanted after that.
Yali.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right, American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of 3 banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. But really, why don't they have a game, a wild game cooking show? I mean, they really should.
That would be cool.
There's a, and again, there are plenty of people who kill what they eat, what they kill.
For a while, there was a Ted Nugent cookbook in the break room that said, kill it and grill it.
Well, he's famous for that.
But that's him, right? That's what he does. So. All right, I thought Texas was the... Well, I didn't know that. I know there are a lot of strangely named cities in Texas, but here we go. Real or not, guys?
Okay.
Why Arizona? Real or not?
I would say true.
Yeah?
That's real.
Kat?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We're going to do yep. Yep. Oh, we could do yep. Nope. Yeah, that's true. The thing is, I have
why
the answer.
Why not?
Yeah, good. We have the answer. Why not? Very good.
It'd be yep, yep, or yep, nope.
Okay, Brains, Utah.
Brains, you no.
Yep.
Nope. Climax, Michigan.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Weed, New Mexico.
Yep.
No.
Yep. It is, yep. Bony Knee, Arkansas.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Oh.
North, South Carolina.
Yep.
Yep.
I like that. Yeah, that's the real deal. And Hot Coffee, Mississippi.
Nope.